much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hope y'all enjoy the show.
I can assure you, I won't.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Look, we wanted to, when you were coming up, the first, we said, what should we ask Dennis Press?
What?
We said, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this in a nice way. Maybe I better just not ask it. We're going to talk about your ass some more, but maybe we won't. Any more nakedness on your part on NYPD Blue coming up this year?
I hope not.
Something at some point went very wrong with this man.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that that's a real conversation when I hear it. People don't talk like that.
All right, who brought the dog?
What is wrong with you? Why are you so weird? You are the weirdest motherfucker I know. What is wrong with you?
Oh, I can't believe it's not butter.
And now,
let me just say, if there are any children in the room with you, please ask them to leave, because this is not a show for them.
Our feature presentation.
I'd say that's pretty accurate. I'd say that's right.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. It's an all-new Kevin and Bean show. It is a Thursday morning.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Bean.
What are you wearing? Blah, blah, blah.
I came to work with a shirt with a stain on right on my boob.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a way to start your morning.
Now
everyone is looking at my boob. Well,
it's a very small stain.
It
it doesn't stand out very much, but I do have to say that I did already see it.
maybe we need an impromptu version of Lick Lisa today to take care of that for you.
Just to help.
So, anyone with stain remover on their tongue is welcome.
Okay.
What is it? Are you leaking, Lisa?
No,
what's going on?
Shut up.
It's like food or something.
I put it away. And I thought it was clean, and then I looked in the mirror and it wasn't.
Hey, Omar.
Hey.
Why is Omar?
That's a little creepy.
Why is Omar in here?
I asked for Omar today.
I know.
DJ Omar Khan.
Because of the story in Hollywood last night about the Electric Daisy Carnival Experience movie. Now, Kevin, didn't you find yourself at an Electric Daisy event in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I was at the raceway.
You're seeing Tiesto, right?
Tiesto, yeah. Was at the raceway, and it was all night. I mean, I didn't get out there till 2:30, 3 o'clock.
So you left early.
Yeah.
No. In the morning.
Yeah.
So you left early.
Yeah. So 7 p.m. to like 9 a.m. or whatever I went to. Yeah, it's crazy.
So this is a huge electronic music event that travels around the country. I guess as of right now, they're not having it in Los Angeles anymore because of the ecstasy death a couple of years ago. But there's a movie about the Electric Daisy Carnival Experience that was to premiere last night in Hollywood at that big movie complex. I guess it's at Hollywood and Highland there at the Kodak, you know, down there by the Grauman's Chinese Theater or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted Omar in here to tell me a little bit about DJ Cascade, who apparently is the one who's responsible for getting a riot going there last night. Is he a big deal, though?
Oh, Cascade's one of the biggest house DJs in the world. He's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like Tiesto is big in the trance world. When it comes down to house music, there's no bigger than Cascade.
Really?
Yeah,
Here's what happens. So they're having this movie premiere, and of course, you know, with all the Hollywood movie premieres, they give out a certain number of tickets. You can't just show up for something like that. They're showing it on the news right now?
Yeah.
So he tweets to his followers, me plus big speakers plus music equals block party.
Uh-oh.
So people just start coming from everywhere because they're thinking, I can't get into the movie, but it's going off on Hollywood Boulevard. This is going to be awesome. A free Cascade show. I'm heading on down, right? Well, so people start showing up and it gets out of control. And it's funny because the news articles in the paper today and online, they say, you know, it was only about 1,000 people. But if you look at the footage on the TV, it looks so much bigger than that. People just everywhere. So around 7:30, you know, he's tweeting his progress. All right, we're putting the speakers in the van. We're getting ready to come on down. Around 7:30, he tweets, news choppers overhead. The man is trying to shut us down. Hang on, I'm coming. This is crazy. So he's still going, and people are thinking, this is getting good.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Then a few minutes later, everyone needs to go home now. I don't want this to reflect badly on Electric Daisy or what we're all about. Be respectful and chill out. And then the whole rest of the night, he's just like, please leave. There's nothing going on.
Because he was never supposed to do that. He wasn't invited to do that, right?
It looks to me, my
understanding
from the coverage is that this was an impromptu idea he had, that he was going to go down there with a sound system and set up and play for the kids, which would have been great.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in an area like that, an actual trafficked area like that, you can't just go down and do something that's going to close off streets basically without you know getting approval ahead of time. But Omar, that violates the code is to seek approval from the man, right?
You got to do your own thing. You got to do everything in your power to go against the man, my brother. Right.
His problem was that he tweeted too early.
Yeah, too early. You know, just go. Yeah, this thing reminds me of the rave days back in the day where you would go get maps and then you would just show up and party and then the man would eventually shut you down.
But it would take him a while.
It would take him a while. It would take him, 2, 3, 4 hours, until you're all eat out of your head anyway. So it didn't matter at that point.
If you're Cascade, you wait until you got the speakers set up and then you go, come see me right now.
Exactly.
And then you can party for a while before the man shuts you down.
You're all good, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they ended up shutting down Hollywood Boulevard. They, they brought the rubber bullets and, fans were throwing bottles and damaging, stores and cars and everything else.
I saw a police car windshield was smashed out.
Yeah.
And that
surprised me. I mean, even with the disappointment, if you were a fan of Cascade and you wanted to see him, those people are super mellow. They're the last people I would expect to riot would be the Electric Daisy crowd,
Yeah, that's true. But did anybody get a TV?
It doesn't say whether a TV was gotten or not.
Oh, man, dude. Somebody got me a TV. Yeah, seriously,
really,
right?
No one did. We need to have Riot 101.
Yeah, exactly.
And teach people how to do it.
This movie, by the way, just as a note to you, Omar, is they're going to show it. It's going to be one of those single night deals in a theater all over the country. If you want to go see it, it's going to be on August 4th. Apparently, Cascade is in it. Deadmau5 is in it. Will.i.am.
That's weird.
And a bunch of others. So,
Will.i.am, by the way, sucks as a DJ.
Yeah, he's not good.
He's terrible, dude. We're at a party when DJM was supposed to be spinning, and Will.i.am wouldn't let go of the turntables. And DJM was like, what the hell, dude? What's going on? And the party was lame.
And you go, hey, that's Will.i.am. This is going to be good. Wait, what's happening right now? This sucks.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
Will.i.am is good at nothing, by the way. That's what I've learned.
Yeah, it's so interesting how, because I know a couple of people that work for the company that run Electric Daisy Company, the festival, and in 5 years' time, they have turned that company into a local LA thing, into a national, they throw parties in Texas, New York, it's insane.
They have to now, because LA said, hey, no more from you.
Hey, no more death.
They have the same problem in Dallas with the ecstasy deaths, too. They may not be welcome back there. And by the way, that's absurd to me. If you have a festival with thousands and thousands of people and someone ODs, it's not your fault, as far as I'm concerned.
It's not.
It's not. It happens at rock shows. It happens in country shows. It happens everywhere. I mean, people abuse drugs.
Absolutely. It's a dumbass kid who, does too much ecstasy and it's 115 degrees outside and doesn't drink any water.
Right. I saw ecstasy death at the True last night.
Yeah. Very good times.
It was
a very good
band.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to bring you in and say nice work, Omar.
Sorry.
Way to go.
Omar. Sorry.
Omar North Tower.
DJ Omar Khan.
Daddy, why does Omar have a towel on his head?
All right. All excellent questions. All righty.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Abicho, shall we?
Nobody cares, assholes.
Wouldn't it be funny? Did they take the footage from this year's?
I don't know.
Because I could be in it.
Oh, really?
For all I know. It'd be so funny. Because I don't remember much about it. I had a little to drink. I know that's hard to believe. I had a little to drink. Every Thursday, we try and catch up with Dr. Drew around 8:30-ish. And we're going to try and catch up with him today as well, talking about celebrity rehab.
I haven't seen this week's celebrity rehab. I didn't get a chance to get to it after hours in the emergency room last night.
Sweet. For what?
But, what the hell?
I know. People were hoping it was the blood clot, but it wasn't. I'm fine. But my question is, Lisa,
yes.
Dr. Drew promised us that we would we'd see Michael Lohan in a whole new light. Has that happened yet?
We've seen him in a half new light. He have a very nice, compassionate moment with Amy.
But he's still a dick, right?
Yeah. He's still just the way Dr. Drew says it, he loves chaos in his life, and he creates chaos.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way,
and
one
the publicity
moment,
that goes with it.
One moment does not reverse a whole lifetime of being a douchebag.
No.
So we're going to have to call him out on that. He keeps promising. He's got his HLN show. He's got another show that might come
out. Seriously?
Yeah. So I don't know what's happening with him, but maybe an intervention with Dr. Drew is needed today. We have Chad Kagi on the program today, talking about the X Games, of course. He's BMX Big Air, which is awesome to watch those guys go down that ramp. It's unbelievable. It's like a 75-foot jump or something like that, and they're doing front flips and back flips and everything else. Self-surgeries today. I can't wait for this. Can't wait for this. A dude tried to do a hernia operation on himself with a butter knife. He didn't even get a sharp knife. It was a butter knife.
Yeah, at least start with the right tools.
Does might, not sound well planned out. Now,
he might as well have used a spork. You know?
He had a hernia in his stomach. Is he? Does he have the same thing I have with the belly button? What? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I haven't seen a photo.
I don't think something most hernias are there. I think most hernias are a little bit lower into the left or to the right.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, so you'd have to cut into your stomach and then pull it out. Ooh, dude.
Yeah, no. Dude. That's what we're saying.
But he had a cigarette to cauterize, though, after the operation, right?
He did try
to... That is sanitary.
He did try to cauterize, which means burn it closed, with his own cigarette. He's just like, what? He must have really been drunk. I mean, I don't know.
There's no other explanation.
How else could you take that kind of pain?
I don't know, but that's the best way to do surgery.
It is. I believe it is, too. We also have a new feature called Captain Minutia, which we think you'll enjoy.
The sound of that.
That's... Well, it is.
None of us like it, Bean. Yeah. It's just a fact.
It is.
It strikes me as bean-centric. I don't know.
It is bean-centric, and we're doing... Lisa's right. We're doing it so that we don't kill you.
Yeah.
So just think of this as therapy. And we also have Steve Carell on the program today.
Great.
Steve Carell talking about his new movie, which is Crazy Stupid Love. And it's Thursday, so you're running out of time for LA Rising. We've got your tickets this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. The Ralph Showbiz Bean.
Office star and now big-time movie star Steve Carell joins us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about his new film, Crazy Stupid Love, which, by the way, getting rave reviews. People just loving this movie. So I love Steve. I'm looking forward to talking to him, too. Ralph Garman joins us now for the show. How are you doing, Ralph?
Rave reviews? I mean, they're having a big riot outside the theaters where, uh-huh.
Right
where they're
Hollywood
showing it?
Highland.
Yeah.
Cascade gave them a rave review.
That's how you get a rave review now. People with glow sticks throwing bottles at cops. I heard they set a cop car on fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when if I'm a cop, I just start mowing them down.
Well, I don't think you can, but you want to.
Watch me. Watch me.
I don't think you'll make
That's when I replace the bean bags out of the shotgun with buckshot. And, you know, let's see how much they rave when they lose a limb, when they blow their arm off. Hey, what are you going to hold your glow stick now with, Sparky? That's what I would ask when they were burning my cop car.
It's going to be very different when we all live in Ralph's America.
Well, people will behave themselves, you know that much.
That's for sure.
They won't be riding outside the rave theaters.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about showbiz news. I'll take snapped Achilles tendons for 100, Alex.
Oh, no. Now who?
Alex Trebek.
Oh, okay.
Host of Jeopardy. He's 71 years old, but apparently he believes he is younger. But he's willing to fight for what's his, that's for sure. He was in San Francisco. At a hotel, and went into his room and found a burglar trying to steal his stuff. A chick burglar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, you don't see a lot of chick burglars.
You know, she was a 56-year-old woman who was stealing from his room. She took off. He took off after her. Ran down the hallway after her, snapped his Achilles tendon while he was running.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, that's bad.
That could have been such a macho story if it had ended differently.
Yeah, 56-year-old woman.
Years.
Yeah, he's gonna tackle a female. I'll tell you. If it was a 25-year-old black dude in there stealing his stuff, he's not running after him, I guarantee.
Like, of course not.
I'll just fill out a police report. But 56-year-old woman he ran after snapped his Achilles tendon. However, cops did catch her, and she was booked on felony charges of burglary and stolen property. So, Alex Trebek, crime fighter.
I wonder if he was targeted because he was Alex Trebek and she, you know, saw him, thought he might have valuable stuff, or if she was just robbing whatever room she could get into.
I'm sure it was probably the latter.
Does she think he brings around all the prizes with him?
That's right, all the parting gifts are stored in his hotel room in San Francisco? Probably not. A few diehard Amy Winehouse fans made a stink outside her London home last Tuesday night. Apparently, they had a little impromptu memorial service, which involved a drunken people singing and dancing outside her house. The neighbors were understandably not pleased. Cops showed up, and there was quite the brouhaha. In fact, there was quite a lot of brew. Empty beer cans and bottles were found strewn all over the place. Well, it's just like Amy would have wanted it,
yeah,
really,
true.
When you think about it. In a related story, this is kind of nice, and I hope it happens. Her dad is talking about starting the Amy Winehouse Foundation, which would... be, of course, in his daughter's name, and would help Brits get help with their addiction. Turns out, in the UK, if you can't afford a private rehab facility, there's a 2-year waiting list to get help through the state-provided health care.
2-year waiting list?
Yeah. So he wants to start a charity event where people who want help for drug addiction can get it.
Those private ones are $10,000, $20,000,
$30,000.
I don't know how.
Expensive deal. Yeah. You have to be rich to be an addict these days. It's not easy. And now we may know what caused the split between Jesse James and Kat Von D. Now, this may surprise you, but it turns out Jesse may have been less than monogamous when it came to his relationship with Kat Von D. According to RadarOnline.com, the two were overheard fighting about another woman outside Kat's Los Angeles home on Monday afternoon. As luck would have it, of course, Kat did just finish inking a picture of Jesse on her side. I don't know if you've seen the photo of the tattoo. It's Jesse from his 7th grade class photo.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
He was a little kid?
Yes.
Are you exaggerating or you mean not literally?
No, that's literally. Where that was the art used for the tattoo.
She can tell people it's anyone.
He's 11, 12 in the picture, and he's got long blonde hair. He looks like Charlie from the Chocolate Factory or something. Doesn't look like Jesse James. And, of course, you may have heard yesterday that Kat was scheduled to hit up the set of Good Day LA here locally in Los Angeles, the morning show. And she stormed out of the interview
when
the breakup was mentioned on the show. The anchors over there say the footage that they showed, including Jesse, was sent over from TLC. It was from her own show, and the network sent it over, they claim. And that it was kind of hard not to talk about Jesse James since he was in the footage.
Isn't that so not like her? When she comes in here, she's fine. She doesn't give us any.
Yeah, but we never really ran into her on the day after broke up with her fiancé. I guess she's emotionally probably very tender. But I say cancel the interview then. If you're concerned about people asking about your broken relationship, that's big news, and they've got you on their program. That's going to come up. And if you don't want to talk about it, I say, well, then you just cancel interviews for a while, and you don't do any, right? You
can't have Kat coming in on Thursday. She'll be in next Thursday, 1 week from today, here on the Kevin Bean Show. So hopefully it will not be quite so tender by then. We can find out what's up.
So you're going to ask her about her breakup. Great. So she's going to storm out of here.
First
nice.
Thing.
Good work, Bean. Once again, perfect. And this is, I think, a fascinating authority, a group of executives, not executives, but public officials that Britain has that we don't have here. And I think we should. They're called the British Advertising Standards Authority.
Right.
And what they do is they look over ads and they call BS on stuff they think is lying via advertising. Yeah.
Exaggeration, stuff like that?
Most recent story is two ads, one for Lancome makeup, another one for Maybelline, one featuring Julia Roberts and the other Christy Turlington. And they said the ads are banned and have to be taken down because they're overly perfected and unrealistic with their airbrushing of the two actresses.
Really? Two airbrushed?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
They say the claims made by the makeup companies, both of them are for anti-aging creams, I guess, or something, say that they create unrealistic expectations in the consumers, and there's just no way that those ads should be allowed to stand because that's not what happens when you put that makeup. It's a lot of before and after kind of stuff. It's like, it's just not what happens when you put that cream
on. If we had that board here, we would have to cancel 75% of the commercials.
Imagine how much advertising they'd have to turn back.
I think about that every time I see a fast food commercial, when they show you what their hamburger looks like. And it looks like a work of art.
Right. Yeah.
And you go to that place and you see the real one, and it's about 25% of that.
Yeah, they just slop it on your tray, and it's like, oh, what the hell? That's not what I saw in the picture. I thought it was cool for a while. Domino's was doing that thing where they decided no longer to use staged shots of their beautiful pizzas in their advertising. They were having regular customers. When the pizza came to your house, you took the picture, and that's the picture they used in their advertising to try to show you that their product was as advertised, which was a clever idea. Today's celebrity birthdays, Soulja Boy. Tell him! He's 21 years old today.
He can finally drink. That's great.
That is great. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach is 35 years old. Afro Man! Afro Man's birthday!
Afro Man.
We got to get a little Because I Got High on the show today. He's 37. Elizabeth Berkley from Saved by the Bell and from Showgirls. She's 39. Lori Loughlin, the actress, is 47 years old. And Jim Davis, that bastard, created Garfield. That bastard.
Oh, you love it.
66 years old today. Yeah, 666. Sign of the devil, is what I say. Garfield. Ugh. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Every day this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, of course, in celebration of X Games starting today. We have X Games athletes. Chad Kagi next hour from BMX Big Air. And tomorrow, I think we're talking to P-Rod about the skateboarding, don't you know? So X Games is here, and we got it covered for you.
That's a game that we did like 3 years ago.
No,
4 years ago. 5 years ago.
X Games or Sex Games. By the way, I heard from a few people very disappointed that we weren't giving away X Games tickets with X Games or Sex Games. See? That was a very popular game.
There you go.
It was. But instead, we're going to do a new feature called It's Captain Minutia! Captain Minutia.
My least favorite comic book superhero.
It's our new superhero that Bean plays.
How dare you?
He plays. Bean is.
I have nothing to do with this bit at all.
Secret identity.
Here's what happened. Psycho Mike did a commercial, and it just struck me a little bit as odd that he would refer to this Los Angeles this way.
Oh, I'm sorry. In SoCal, we practically live in our cars.
All right, SoCal.
Hey, SoCal.
So I just said in passing, that's kind of weird. Does anyone say SoCal? Because I don't think so.
Only in commercials.
Yeah, that's what Ralph was like.
And on websites.
In commercials, they do, but when you're speaking to somebody, you never, ever, ever hear anyone say SoCal.
I've never heard in conversation, only in radio and TV ads, especially car ads. Hey, you're SoCal Honda dealer. It's always about, I understand they're talking about the Southern California region, but that phrase, that shortening of the name is never used.
How about NorCal? Same deal? Because NorCal exists as well, but it's not something I've heard anyone say.
I've heard NorCal.
People use it in conversation?
Yeah. And there are places, you know, San Francisco hates Frisco. They don't like that. You know what I mean? Like, there are certain things
that people actually use that.
Well, they do, but it annoys the people who live there.
I know, but I don't even hear SoCal. I don't even hear it being used.
SoCal, except for commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we were having
this.
So that really bugs me
when I hear that in commercials because it doesn't sound like regular speech.
Bean has also told me that nobody says roadways.
He has said that, yeah.
Yeah, so don't say it in traffic reporters.
See? Traffic reporters are the only people who use the word roadways. There are some things that are just
I don't agree,
only,
but...
Now he's putting on his cape. He's putting on his cape and his mask, and now he's Captain...
It's Captain Minutia! So what happened was, just from that comment, I just said, hey, that's weird, because I don't think SoCal is used. And Ralph said, yeah, it's only in commercials. And then Bean said, hey, you know what else bugs me? It really bugs me when people call it Vegas. And we all kind of took a beat, and we kind of looked at each other like, is this the same conversation? because that's all people call it.
Right.
Right.
I don't know anyone that calls it usage.
I don't know that anyone that calls it Las Vegas.
I'm going to Las Vegas this weekend.
Vegas, baby.
Only Vegas
that's
is used.
No, it's wrong. It bugs me.
That's not correct. It's not technically correct. That's when we named him, you know, his new name, which is
it's Captain Minutia.
Because he followed it up with an argument that I believe is sound, which is nobody calls it Angeles. Or Francisco.
No. They just say L.A.
They just take off the sand at the beginning of the L, you know, whatever, in loss.
Right.
They take the loss off of Angeles, so you take the loss off of Vegas.
Right.
So technically, I guess, he has a point.
But you brought up a good point.
It's a nickname, because it's a nickname, and there's no science to nicknames. There's no standards to nicknames. Nicknames happen.
But then Ralph and I started arguing this, and Bean got more and more, you know, dug his heels in, as he's wont to do occasionally. And he's like, it's just wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. Drives me crazy. Every time I hear it, it drives me crazy. And we just thought, it must drive Bean crazy 2,000 times a year, because we talk about, hear about, promote,
yes.
go to, yes. and mention Vegas on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And it bugs you every time someone does that?
It does, and I don't even think that I said it was wrong, by the way. I said that it was annoying to me. I understand that people say it, but it's still – you can't control what annoys you. You just can't. There's no way you can turn that switch off. I wish it didn't annoy me, but it does because – not that it's wrong, but that it's so inconsistent with every other city that has that kind of name. The example you give is a perfect one. Nobody says Angeles.
Right.
Right.
They say Los Angeles.
LA.
Right. Completely different. Unrelated to this conversation.
No, it is completely different.
Unrelated at all.
Because L.A., the people are using the initials. But people don't say L.C. about Las Cruces.
Or
N.H. about New Haven, Connecticut. So why should they use initials just for Los Angeles? It's completely inconsistent.
I don't have any problem with people using initials or not using initials. It's only that Vegas equals Angeles. So in my mind, when I hear that, I go, well, that just sounds weird. It doesn't sound right. I would never use it, but I've never complained about anyone else using it or tried to talk anybody else out of using it or anything like that.
Captain Minutia backpedals.
No, Vegas.
Not at all. That's exactly what I said yesterday.
Vegas doesn't equal Angeles at all. They're very separate. Vegas is the nickname for Las Vegas. L.A. is the nickname for Los Angeles. People have different nicknames for different cities.
And you brought up Philly.
Yeah, Philly is unique because that's what they call it, but they don't call Boston Bosty. So it doesn't bother me when people say Philly because it's not consistent with how they abbreviate other cities.
It is an exception.
It's a nickname. Yeah. Most nicknames are exceptions. Las Cruces and Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
No one says LC, but they do say LA.
Right.
So if Vegas and Angeles are equated, then Las Cruces and Los Angeles have to be equated.
That in my mind.
It's Captain Minutia!
I mean, I wasn't comparing it to the rules of every city and
its
abbreviation.
You were comparing Las Vegas to Los Angeles.
I wasn't comparing it to the rules of every city and its abbreviation. I was comparing it to two cities that are close to each other that are commonly referred to by people that I am around.
Right.
And one, they don't say Angeles, and one, they do say Vegas, and it just sounds weird to me.
Hey, you want to go to Vegas? Hey, let's go to Vegas. Hey, I love Vegas. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. You.
Wow. Snapping it up.
Wow, the announcer. Really,
I mean,
is
come
upset
on now. It's Vegas. I mean, that's more common usage than Las Vegas. You have to agree with that, Bean.
I hear it a lot. That's okay. For sure.
More.
I mean, look, I haven't said that it wasn't widely used. This is why I guess I'm having trouble understanding the whole bit, is that I mean, I haven't said most of the things that you put in my
mouth. Well, because
it sounds really weird to me, and it does bug me when I hear it, but I also understand that it's common.
Vegas calls itself Vegas, asshole.
What about that?
They do.
It certainly does.
What about the fact that Vegas says what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? They call themselves Vegas all the time.
Look,
at some point, don't you just accept it's Vegas?
And don't you at least get used to it? If nothing else, don't you just get used to hearing it?
Every single time, it's like stepping on a nail for me. Every single time.
This is the thing. Most people would hear something over and over again, and then eventually they would get used to it. He digs his heels in and gets more angry every time he hears it.
It's upsetting, but I'm not trying to change
you. You're upsetting! You are!
Look, there are almost everybody has words or phrases or expressions that rub them the wrong way, and sometimes they don't even know why.
But you do know why. You know why because you explain that technically it's incorrect when you use different cities, you compare them, it's not like Angeles. You're talking technical grammar,
you've got
whatever.
Flow charts and graphs to indicate why it's wrong.
But words that rub people the wrong way, like moist, we had a woman that falls to the ground every time you see it. Like, there's no explanation for that. You have a very clear explanation for yours.
No, but I'm saying, not words like moist, but I'm saying there are expressions or abbreviations or things like that people do get upset about.
And nobody says, hey, let's go to Las Vegas. It's just Vegas, dick.
This just happens to be one of mine. That's all I'm saying.
And we're saying
But I don't think it's a big deal at all.
We're saying get over it because you're going to hear it 7,000 more times this year, and that would take a lot of stress out of your life.
And I don't
want you to step on 7,000 more nails.
If only there were a way to, quote-unquote, get over something, but you tell me how to do it. How do you change your brain so that you don't have that effect? It doesn't have that effect on you when you hear it.
That's true.
How do you do it?
If we could have changed his brain, we would have done it a long time ago.
Hey, Bean, you should go kill yourself in Vegas.
All right, that may be overstating things a little bit.
What's happening now with this?
Hey, Bean, why don't you...
That's too much overreacting.
That's a little too much.
But you should think about it.
Steve Carell in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, here's a great PS of one we didn't think about. Place names that people use that drive you crazy. Casey writes in, I'm always bothered by people who say VOC rather than Orange County. It's not V Orange County. That stupid TV show can suck it. And it kind of changed the language when VOC came on the air, right?
Yeah, but doesn't bother me a bit.
Bean, you have a lot of them, though. You have the ATM, don't you? Isn't that?
You do that to be funny, though, don't you?
We don't have time to get into it because we got Steve Carell coming up.
Oh, you mean that bugs him?
It bugs him.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
No, I don't have any problem with the ATM. I have a problem with the ATM machine.
That's just redundant,
right?
That's what she said.
Maybe I'll build a boat.
Did you say build a boat?
It'd be great in case it floods or something.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go with the pig face.
Why did you want to kill yourself?
I fell in love with someone who didn't love me back. I was very much in love with him.
You fell in love with the boy?
Yes, I did. Very much so.
That's silly.
This is the best day of my life!
Max, you didn't push the button hard enough.
So you could hear me?
Yes.
Right.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
Brick, are you saying that there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
That's it.
Kelly Clarkson!
Does the cheese come out of the cow with the holes?
That was very nice for her to ask us to have sex.
Indeed, our next guest is nominated for an Emmy, one of those Emmy Awards for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series that airs on Sunday, September 18th. Of course, his work in The Office is legendary, but screw TV, right, Steve Carell? You're a big-time movie star now. You got no time for the small screen, am I right?
Screw everybody.
Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
We're doing great. It's always great to have you on. And I got to tell you, I've been seeing some of the press you've been doing leading up to this, and I don't think it's false modesty. I think you're being sincere when you say no one, including you and your beautiful bride, ever expected that you were going to be one of Hollywood's leading romantic men in the movies. This must be so weird for you.
It's pretty weird. Yeah, my wife especially. You know, she looks and she's like, "Well, what, you had a makeout scene with Marissa Tomei? How yeah. are we at today?"
And you said it was just it was just business, honey.
Yeah, I just had to do it. Yeah. I know I'm the producer on the movie, but had to do it. They made me.
It's for the realism. You understand how showbiz.
You know, the irony is that she is not jealous at all because she knows. None of these women would, in real life, be in any way attracted to me.
Oh, that hurts.
I hear you say that, but I think you're selling yourself short, Steve. I really do think that chicks find you adorable. And I'm sure it must be difficult for you to know when you're out on the street, you meet people. You don't know whether they're reacting that way because they're fans of, you know, your TV show or your movies. They're, you know, just because you're famous. Or if they really think you're adorable. But I get the impression that chicks really like guys like you.
Oh, I think that's a lie. I think that's what a Playboy Playmate writes on her little bio. Like, what do I find sexy? Oh, I find funny guys sexy. Find guys with really good bodies sexy.
That's where Bean gets all of his information, though.
Yeah.
Right, no, it's the Playboy Advisor, right.
I have not found the funny to really be a selling point in terms of the sexy.
It's not just the funny, it's also the uncomfortable, kind of bumbling idiot that means well and you really like. That kind of thing does resonate with people. I think that's why people like you so much.
Well, that's kind of you to say.
Guys and girls.
Crazy Stupid Love, by the way, since the first preview I saw of a commercial on television, first I thought the same thing everybody else thought is, how does a guy like Steve Carell marry a girl like Julianne Moore? That's the first thing I thought.
Right.
But then I started seeing more and more about this movie. Emma Stone, who we love, Marissa Tomei, unbelievable Oscar winner, Kevin Bacon. What's Josh Groban doing in the movie? That was a surprise to me, Steve.
Did you know Josh Groban started as an actor? And
no!
The music was sort of a little sidebar that kind of took off for him. But he's really funny in it.
I'll tell you what's funny. I'll tell you what we have noticed, because we're not huge fans of his music, is that he has a great sense of humor.
He is really funny.
Yeah, we've seen him do stuff on Jimmy Kimmel and stuff, and you go, wow, that's Josh Groban. He's being hilarious. That's crazy.
He plays this smarmy attorney who's great. Just a real jerk.
This Ryan Gosling, by the way, is a marvel. I mean, there's no question he's going to win a bunch of awards at some point in his career. Everything he does you can't take your eyes off this guy. But he hasn't done a lot of comedy, right, Steve?
He is not known for comedy, but man, is he funny in this. And he's a great improviser. I think that's what surprised me the most. He's very, very good at improvising.
That's a skill not a lot of people have, me included.
Well, no. Mike, you guys are the best.
Yeah, we are. That's true.
He just improvises.
No, he's really funny. And, you know, obviously he's a great actor, but he's also a great comedic actor.
We are talking to Steve Carell here on the Kevin and Bean Show. The film you've been hearing about is called Crazy Stupid Love. It opens up everywhere tomorrow. And I think this scene that we have that we're going to play, because, Steve, we're trying to bring back movie clips on the radio. I think this is the scene where Ryan Gosling kind of takes you under his wing. He sees that you're recently single, having trouble with the ladies. He, of course, can get all the ladies. So he's trying to help you out with some advice. And I think he has a problem with the shoes you're wearing. Listen up again, a clip from Crazy Stupid Love.
These are my 407s.
Oh, they're 407s. Can I see them?
Yeah. These offer a lot of support.
Right.
Whoa, come on!
What are you, in a fraternity?
Are you insane?
Are you in a fraternity?
You could have hit somebody. What was that?
I'm asking you a question. Are you in a fraternity?
No.
Are you Steve Jobs?
What?
Hold on a second. Are you the billionaire owner of Apple Computers?
No.
Oh. Okay, well, in that case, you got no right to wear New Balance sneakers ever.
Hey, Steve, I know you've been busy promoting the movie, but with all of your friends going back to work recently on the set of The Office, is it kind of weird for you? Do you feel your car like heading in that direction just by habit?
It's a little odd, yeah. They went back to work this week, and I think the strangest part is that I just miss my friends. You know, I've spent 7 years with them every day, and so that's a little weird.
It does seem like almost like almost like the military, and that the camaraderie, or football, you know, a team sport, the camaraderie is the best part about that type of job.
Yeah, and I think that's really what I'm going to miss the most is seeing those guys every day. But, you know, we're in touch. I just got an email this morning from Angela, who was giving me some of the scoop on plot points for this coming season. It sounds really good. I think they're going to have a great year.
And did you text back, "I'm sorry, who is this?"
Now, not bother me.
Right. Movie star is not available. So if we were able to see your DVR, Steve, do you have a season pass on The Office? Are you able to watch the show now that you're gone, or would it drive you crazy that you weren't on it?
No, I'm definitely watching. It's weird because now I'm a fan of the show as opposed to being on the show. So I'm transitioning away from, you know, being a part of it to just being a fan.
That's interesting. See, I'm so the opposite. When I'm on vacation, for instance, I cannot listen to what the Kevin and Bean show sounds like with me gone. It's just too weird.
Because it's too good.
Maybe it's so much better that it's depressing for me. That's what you're afraid of, Steve, is the show's going to be better than it's ever been.
Yeah, you're right. You nailed it.
Get out the wine, honey. This is going to be a rough night.
Steve, I can't watch this again. It's so good.
Well, Steve, here's what I love, and we've had this conversation many times, is that when you're in a relationship with your significant other and you have bad movie taste, which is me, you have this whole thing where each weekend you go, let's go see a movie. Okay, what do you want to see? Well, I want to see this. I don't want to see that. No way. And then they want to see something that you can't stomach either. This is the perfect movie, it looks like.
Right.
It looks like it's good enough. It's really funny that you could get credit as a guy for saying, you know what, honey? Let's go to Crazy Stupid Love this weekend. I want to do something you want to do.
I think the fear for some guys is this going to be sort of a softy, chick flicky kind
right,
of thing,
that's...
and it's really not that at all. I think you're going to laugh at this movie.
But your woman will think it is that kind of movie, and she'll give you credit for going. That's what I'm saying.
She will make it worth your while.
That's right. And that's a guarantee from Steve Carell.
That's right. If you don't get some after going to see Stupid Love, then Steve will do something. I don't know what else. He'll send you a sympathy card. All right, Steve, we know you got to go. You're the absolute best. You know how much we've always enjoyed having you on the show. We always appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. Good luck with the film. Bye-bye. Butter knife, check. Cigarette, check. I'm ready to perform surgery. Let's go. Got that story, a real-life story, and we want to take your calls on self-surgeries coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, the Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Thursday. What's happening?
Before I get into the news, let's give away some passes to the red carpet world premiere of The Change-Up. Brand-new comedy starring Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman. You'll get to see it before anybody else. More importantly, you get to see it alongside the stars of the film on the red carpet. The whole big deal, the whole big Hollywood event. So if you'd like to do that, why don't you give me a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First two callers you get through, boom, pair of passes, red carpet world premiere. It's just that easy.
Bum.
Because I love you. That's why.
And don't call them bums.
Because they're not. Ridiculous. I'm saying bum. Damn. Is it a good idea to enroll your 7-year-old daughter in pole dancing classes? Is that what you think would be a good idea? I'm just curious.
Well,
I'm just scratching my head.
The kids
head.
Need exercise.
Scratching my eye. Yeah, I get that.
I have
that.
A question.
I understand there's exercise involved. But,
I have a question that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Hot
7-year-olds? Yeah.
I'd say okay.
I'm just curious because there is a British fitness group that isn't just teaching pole dancing to 7-year-olds. But they're posting photos of them on the web.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Short shorts, crop tops, vests, photos of them hugging the pole.
Oh, no.
Does this smack anyone else?
That seems
strange.
A little inappropriate, I think.
Images are being posted on the Facebook page of the British fitness group. A lot of outrage, as you might expect. But the instructors at the school insist there's nothing rude going on. They say the photos are not inappropriate. What I teach is pole fitness, said an instructor. Nothing else.
I'm in my 40s, but guarantee that I'm not some old guy wanting to perv a young boy.
Yeah. I've never received any complaints, said the instructor. Well, no, not from the pedophile community, I bet, but...
I'm cute, though. Built good.
This struck me as odd.
Teenage lovers.
It's certainly easily misused.
I think so.
Even if that's not their, of course it's not their intention. Easily misused.
Yeah.
You got to at least think about that.
Good news for Radiohead fans. They sort of announced after their latest album, The King of Limbs, was released that they had no intentions of touring behind the album, but Phil Selway has told Spinner.com that they had such a good time playing the Glastonbury Festival last month in the UK that they decided to go on a world tour after all. So if you're a Radiohead fan, look for them to come to a venue near you. They want to get out and play as many live dates as they can, Phil says, but no dates or venues have been announced. But keep watching the skies, because apparently they are going to go out in the world.
In the skies? That's where we're going to see the info?
Yeah, they're going to be traveling in a Zeppelin, I think, this year. And Katy Perry and Russell Brand are in the news. One of Hollywood's it couples. They have three cats.
Uh-oh. Crazy cat lady?
And apparently, Katy and Russell both believe that their cats have separation anxiety. So they have hired a hypnotherapist to work with the cats and help them get over their aggression and frustration when Katy and Russell aren't home.
Hmm.
So they have a cat therapist coming in to sit down and have some sessions with Krusty, Kitty, and Morrissey.
So they use hypnosis?
No, this is, I guess it would be a hypnotherapist. Yeah. So I guess they would be hypnotizing the cats.
Watch the clock. Or
they have a mouse. They have a mouse they hold by the tail. They just swing the mouse back and forth in front of the cat's eyes.
What a ripoff.
Yeah. You know what else calms aggression in cats I found is a big, delicious bowl of antifreeze. That's what I find.
Wow.
That really calms them down. That calms
cat lovers,
them.
That's a joke
that
from
That calms
Ralph.
Them right the F down, I found.
You would never do that. That's just Mostly. Meant to be funny.
It's delicious. Delicious green tasty treat for the cats. Come and get it. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it.
Ralph's not a huge fan of cats. Neither am I.
Well, if you by that you mean I hate them. Yeah, I suppose that could be. And while we're talking about Hollywood couples, Kate Bosworth and Alexander Skarsgård of True Blood apparently have called it quits after 2 years. That's sad news. But you know who's going to fill the void? Justin Long and Leighton Meester. Apparently they're the new couple. That Justin Long does all right for himself.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, sure does.
For a guy who's a funny guy, talented guy, he's not especially attractive, I don't think.
I think he's cute.
There you go.
But isn't this, we've talked about this before, once you get in that club, once you're dating Drew Barrymore, all of a sudden every other starlet in Hollywood goes, oh, he must be something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You do get the stamp of approval at a certain point. Today's celebrity birthday is Jim Davis, who created Garfield. You bastard. You bastard. He's 66 years old.
It must
today.
Kill you that not only did he create Garfield and Garfield sucks, but he could literally wipe his ass with $100 bills for the rest of his life and not miss it, right?
Sure he does. I'm sure he does. That's exactly what he does. He's got a big roll of hunders next to his toilet in the bathroom.
He doesn't. He has somebody else to wipe.
Freaking good
assistant.
That cat sure loves lasagna. That's all I know.
He does.
He loves to nap, too.
Yep.
Oh, if he doesn't get his coffee in the morning, you do not want to tangle with Garfield because he is funny.
You just summarized the entire thing.
Oh, he will cut you down to size with his rapier-like wit, that cat will. F you, Jim Davis. Lori Loughlin, the actress, is 47 years old today. Elizabeth Berkley, actress from Saved by the Bell and Showgirls, more importantly, she's 39. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach, 35 years old today. How about Soulja Boy? Tell him!
Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crack it? Why me roll? Why me crack that Soulja Boy? That Superman. That, now why me you? Crack that Soulja Boy. 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 Now why?
Lisa was on the pole there for a minute during that song.
I like that.
Lisa did take pole dancing lessons. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yes, she did.
Where are the Foe's photos? Where are her photos in short shorts?
No.
Grinding on the pole.
Yeah, but no.
Soulja Boy's 21 years old today, and Afro Man celebrates his birthday. It's a musical birthday treat.
I was going to clean my room until I got high.
Ooh.
I was going to get up and bind the broom, but then I got high.
My room
is still messed up, and I know why.
I can't figure that out.
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
It is fairly shocking that Afro Man wasn't able to hang on to his earnings from that song.
Yeah, and has been in a sophomore slump now for about 5 years. But that second album, boy, that's going to really rock.
It's going to be good.
When he gets it together.
When he gets around to it.
He's 37 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Dr. Drew Pinsky on the show later this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, athlete Chad Kagi will be here. He's in the BMX Big Air competition, don't you know, at the X Games this weekend. So he'll be joining us in about a half an hour. First, though, we go out to beautiful Glendale, California.
Glendale?
Glendale Matt is in stable condition tonight after trying to give himself surgery to remove a hernia. He attempted the operation with a butter knife. Glendale police said that they found the man naked on a chair outside of his home on Columbus Avenue Sunday night. The knife was still protruding from his stomach. His wife apparently called police saying her husband was upset about his hernia and wanted it out. That man was hospitalized on a psychiatric hold. The case prompted a Glendale and Venice surgeon to issue this reminder to all of us, quote, it's absolutely impossible for someone to fix their own hernia.
Hey, thanks for that info.
Hey, you don't know, man. Why are you a hater? Look, hear my whole thing. First of all, psychiatric hold just because he tried to perform surgery on himself? I think the guy was just trying to save a few bucks. I have a lot of respect for this man.
Because he's trying to save the taxpayer dollar.
Did you? They left out the part where, while police were waiting for paramedics, he pulled out the knife and shoved a cigarette he was smoking into the open wound.
Yeah, because he wanted to cauterize it. Yeah,
very smart, very wise to plan ahead to have some way to stop the bleeding. You gotta figure out a way to seal that wound up. Look,
this guy thought of everything.
I'm for this guy. I don't know why everybody's coming down on this dude. I think he's a smart guy. I think medicine costs too much. And I think, frankly, doctors, quote unquote, are overrated. But I do have a question as to this. If I were going to carve my own stomach to try to remove a hernia.
Right.
Why wouldn't I pick a sharper knife? Like, what's the thinking? I mean, how much of a rush are you in that you go, I don't have a sharp knife, I'll just try it with a butter knife? That's the part that really doesn't make any sense.
It does seem like with a butter knife, you'd have to hack away for about a half hour before you cut the skin.
Yeah, you can't do anything with a butter knife.
I mean, you really, it seems like it's, although he made enough of a problem that his wife called 911 and they came and got him.
And the knife was protruding out of him, so at some point it was stuck in his body.
But it's way harder than a sharp knife. It's in and out. I mean, not to give idiot people ideas, but if you're going to do this, do it right.
Look, if you take a stick of butter out of the refrigerator, a butter knife has trouble with cold butter, okay? What's it going to do on your skin? But we see stories all the time with people who have decided, I don't need to go to the emergency room. I don't want to go to the emergency room. I can't afford to go to the emergency room. Whatever it is, I'm just going to just go ahead and do it myself. And we've talked to people over the years here on the Kevin and Bean Show who have performed self-surgery, some successfully, some maybe not so much, and created even more problems for themselves.
Well, part of the problem is, like, there are small things that you actually can kind of halfway fix. Like, I broke my nose before and it was crooked and I straightened it. After I had been drinking a little and I saw it on TV and I thought and it was straight enough that I ended up not going to the doctor. But that's something that's like really, really small. If you break a finger, you might tape it to another finger for a while, whatever. But a hernia, you know, if you're performing surgery.
Look, House couldn't do it. On himself.
That's a great point, Lisa.
Tumors out of his leg. He couldn't do it with all the right instruments.
Yeah.
And that's real, by the way. That's a real doctor.
That's not a real doctor at all.
So I'm just saying.
Why was this guy on a chair? That's my other question. He was naked. I understand that because of the mess.
Sure.
But he was on a chair. Like, was he sitting down?
Or? Wouldn't you be laying down to do it?
Well, you can't lay down on a chair. Can you?
I assumed it was kind of a lawn chair where you might be able to recline a bit.
Could be. I didn't know. It just said he was naked on a chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think for the same reason. I think that was a comfortable place for him to attempt the surgery, and he did it on a lawn chair so that he would be outside so that he wouldn't get blood on his carpet.
Right.
I mean, look, no one knows more than I do how tough it is to get blood out of a carpet.
That's true. You do. You are an expert at that. So we're looking for people who have attempted self-surgeries because this always cracks us up.
Or dentistry.
Any physical thing that you need a doctor for, that other people need a doctor for and you don't.
Yeah.
We need to talk to you at 1-800-520-1067. Now, it does scare us that every time we do this topic, and we could do it once a week, we would get calls for days because people do this all the time, whether it's pulling a tooth out. Or, like I was saying, a broken finger, you straighten it. But even the more difficult stuff, like you're doing a hernia surgery, that guy can't possibly have known how to do it. I mean, do you think he was even smart enough to go on the computer and look?
You can't really cut a hernia out. That's not what it is, right? It's something that has
It's your skin is weaker.
Inside.
I think your skin is weaker and it kind of starts protruding through.
Yeah,
and it needs to
be pushed back in and sewn up. And
well, there's some of that, sure. Yeah, maybe this guy didn't take that into account.
Last time we did this topic, I don't think I'll ever forget this. We had a woman who called in. Remember, she had anal warts.
Oh.
And she, I guess, maybe this wasn't even a money thing or a time thing. This was an embarrassment thing. She decided she was going to take care of herself. So she used a mirror and tried to remove them from her own butt.
She did? Didn't?
I think she did.
She did.
I believe she was successful at it, yes. And I just thought that is well done. I mean, well done, right? I don't know that most people would have the nerve to take a sharp instrument in that part of your body, looking in a mirror behind you. I mean, imagine how tough and how easy it would be to screw that up. Here's one more example. Then we'll take a break and your calls on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. Here's a guy who writes in named JD who stepped on a pitchfork. A pitchfork had been left in the grass at a 90-degree angle.
Oh.
The pitchfork stabbed my foot, went straight through it.
All the way through?
Yeah, that's what he says, straight through it. I made the mistake of asking my cousin to pull him out. It took about 5 minutes for him to pull it out. It hurt like hell. After that, blood was gushing out of my foot, and I passed out. We used some crazy glue and a lot of bandages, and the wound did end up healing after about a month.
There you go.
You didn't get a crazy infection? That's amazing.
Most people, if they've got something that's going through their foot, they go, you know what? This is maybe too big for home care. Maybe this is worth the trip to the emergency room to have a professional do it.
Yeah, because they can't turn you down, right? Even if you don't have insurance, mm-hmm. they have to do it.
Yeah.
So that's not the reason.
But, you know, if you have anything, they will attach it if you can't pay your bill. So I can totally get it.
Probably, yeah.
But buy to your car.
But I got to tell you, this is so funny when stuff is complex and people go, you know what? I'm going to try this. And it's almost always involves drinking. Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, really, none of these stories are going to be, I was sober and I thought this would be a good idea.
That's how you clean the wound, though, so it's convenient.
Correct, yes. It was alcohol. All right, so 1-800-520-1067. Those of you on hold, we'll get to you as soon as we can. Everybody else, call now and we'll talk to you.
This is going to be painful but enjoyable at the same time here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Once again, we're talking about self-surgeries. Great story in the news. A man in Glendale, California, who decided to remove his own hernia, ended up not only the paramedics had to come and take him to the hospital to do the job right, but now they put him on a psychiatric hold because he was performing surgery on himself.
With a butter knife.
So we want to hear your stories at 1-800-520-1067 about self-surgery. We got time for a couple. Let's try Justin on line one.
All right.
Hey, Justin, thanks so much for calling. Thanks for hanging on. What'd you try to fix on yourself, man?
What it do, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Hello.
What it do?
Self-surgery. Here we go.
I fell rollerblading and my wrist, I caught myself.
Oh.
And it like popped up.
Yep.
Like out of place.
Yep.
And I had dislocated my knee the year before and I remember how they just popped it back into place. So I thought.
And it looked easy. When they do it at the doctor's office, it really looks simple. Yeah. Like, oh, I could have done that. Why'd I have to sit here and wait for hours?
Yeah. So I just kind of squeezed it back into place, kind of pretty much, I think, mashing some more of the bones up and had to get two pins put into my wrist.
So you made it worse.
Ouch! Oh, yeah. It was very painful.
I'm sorry. Could I hear that noise bit again, please?
Ouch!
Nice. Very useful.
You've seen it on TV where people dislocate their shoulder and then they slam it into a wall.
Yes.
Yeah, does that ever really work?
No, that does
In every
work.
Western I've ever seen, they figure out a way to do that.
That does. I had a friend that did that all the time because it pops out, but it pops in just as easy.
Oh, okay.
But not for everyone,
It looks
of course.
Painful.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
dumb.
Yeah the wrist isn't really something you dislocate.
No, the wrist is not something you want to play around with.
All right, Justin, you're a dumbass, but thank you.
Wait. I have to ask, were you drinking?
No, unfortunately.
What? He wasn't drinking.
It would have helped. Would have helped. Brenda writes in, I had what could be described as a hard cyst coming through the top of my leg right near my hoo-ha. One night I told my girlfriend to get the sharpest knife we have, she's a chef, and cut it out of me.
Oh, well, chef's almost a surgeon.
Sure.
Exactly. That's how I would think,
she
too.
She does surgery on fruit.
She started cutting it out. It was bloody and full of pus.
Oh, all right. With the details. People are trying to eat.
To the emergency room, I was rushed into surgery, and 5 days later was out of the hospital with a hole in my leg. It was awesome. So maybe a cyst, maybe not ideal to try to remove your own self.
All right, let's try Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Talking about doing it. Do it yourself surgery.
Doing it myself. I was in the river, and I walked by in the boat, ended up slicing my knee open on the boat propeller.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch, okay.
And ended up getting some fish line and a hook, and ended up throwing it shut myself.
Nice.
Wow.
Did it stick? I mean, did it hold well enough until you got back and could do it right?
Yeah, we ended up sterilizing with some moonshine. I was in Tennessee.
Yeah.
it held all day, and it was pretty good, and then we went home and went to a doctor to cut out the stitches and ended up doing it right.
Wow.
Did they give you any props for the job that you did kind of as an emergency on the fly? Did they think it looked pretty good?
Well, they're surprised the way I did it because, actually, you know, I watch ER. I see how they do it.
Sure.
Sure.
We've all seen it on TV. That's accurate.
They're pretty surprised because I did it, you know, pretty close. I ended up being like, was it like 9 stitches?
Well, wow. I don't have to ask if you were drinking. Thank you for the call.
Oh, yeah. He had moonshine in his story, man. We know the deal there. By the way, is moonshine used in any other state but Tennessee? Tennessee's the only place that still has that,
moonshine,
right?
Is used in the 1930s and 40s, and today Tennessee. That's it.
Let's try Kat, line 2. Hi, Kat. Welcome to the Kevin DeBeach Show. What's going on?
Now, we're talking about self-surgeries, and I got to tell you, there are certain parts of the body that are acceptable. You think, well, you can take a chance on a hand. You can take a chance on an elbow, a foot. I don't know that I'm messing with what you're messing with.
Yeah, well, in about 9th, 10th grade, I grew this lump on my eye, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And I went to a bunch of different doctors and eye specialists, and they wouldn't fix it. They just told me, just keep putting compresses on it. So I went home one day.
Wait, is this your eyeball? Or the skin eyelid below your eye?
Oh, your eyelid.
It's like on my eyelid. And it's
okay.
And it was driving you crazy. Even though the doctors thought it would go away, you didn't want to wait.
Yeah, and they said they didn't think it was a big deal. It was a huge deal.
Well, yeah, when you're that age, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took a regular sewing needle, and I just put a flame over it real quick, and I stabbed it, and I drained it, and I had to drain it repeatedly for about 3 or 4 days until it went away.
But it went away?
Yeah, it went away. I got it to go away. My eyelid is normal now.
Oh, how about that, ladies and gentlemen?
What's the takeaway from today's show? Self-surgeries? Thumbs up.
Yes.
It worked.
Good luck, people.
Hey, I'm Chad Kagi. If I had to describe myself, I'd say I'm very determined. If I decide I want something, I go for it.
Another backflip tail whip from Chad Kagi. Can he stay on the bike on this one?
Oh, my goodness.
Was he trying to flare? I'm faking
him. Tail whip right there. We have never seen that trick.
And even though I broke my neck, I came back stronger than I was before.
What will Chad bring to the BMX Big Air Final?
It's always just the luck of the draw, what happens, what tricks you end up pulling.
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm trying to iron out the timing details of going from a 27-foot tall ramp from the mega ramp last night down to this small 14-foot tall one.
Make some noise for Chad Kagi! Don't ever let me sound like that guy. Hey, X Games begins today, ladies and gentlemen. Every day this week on the Kevin DeBeach Show, we're talking to different X Games athletes. Very excited to welcome Chad Kagi to the program. He is the comeback kid, participating in the BMX Freestyle Big Air on tonight, actually, and then BMX Freestyle Vert tomorrow. Hey, Chad, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet.
We are impressed that you're on the show, seeing as how it's showtime. I mean, I always picture, you know, athletes are in nothing but a prayer circle at this point, just, you know, trying to beat those nerves down, getting ready to go out there and do it.
Well, you know, if it wasn't for you guys, I'd be asleep right now.
Oh, no, don't blame us.
They told me it was going to be you, so I said, sure, no problem. I'll come on and I'll talk to them.
Do you have any day of things that you do, any superstitious, you eat the same food, you wear the same clothes, any of that crap?
No, not really. I like to wash my clothes, and it's just whatever I'm in the mood for. There's actually a cafe down the street that for the last 3 years I've been eating breakfast at because hotel food only goes so far.
Yeah, I hear you.
By the way, now I feel terrible that we woke you up, Chad. We could have done this interview much later in the show, you know, but here's what's going to happen is you're going to step out, you know, prepare for your event tonight.
Don't say it.
And Sal Basicala is going to be on my TV, and he's going to say, I don't know about you guys, but I think Chad looks pretty tired, man. Maybe he didn't get enough sleep last night. And all of a sudden, we're going to be the bad guys. Come on, Chad. Don't say that.
Sal's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. I'll give him something creative to say.
Excellent. Now, tell us about the big ramp. Tell us about the first time you went down the big ramp on the BMX, because it just seems like, you know, it looks like it's super, super high from the ground, and I know from experience that from up above it looks about 10 times higher.
You know, once you go to the top of that ramp, you have a totally different perspective on what's going on. We've actually had pro riders look at it from the bottom and go, yeah, I'd totally do that.
Exactly.
I don't get it. You know, it's not that big of a deal. Go to the top, look over the edge and go, you know what? I'm glad I didn't bring my bike up. I got to go back down.
I'm not doing that. Yeah.
Totally step out on it. So, I started doing it in like 2005 or 2006 with the Mega Ramp crew out in Mexico City. and I was the only bike rider to show up. Everybody else was a skateboarder, and it's hard to judge your speed based on skateboard.
Yeah, bike. I can see that.
You just had to kind of go for it, wing it.
Is part of the process not getting up too much speed?
Oh, yeah. You have to... I'd rather have a little bit too much speed than a little bit too less.
Sure. If you have to have one or the other, sure.
There's a safety case, a safety deck up on top that if you go too short, you land on that. That thing hurts.
Well, why don't they make it soft if it's a safety thing?
Well, because then you start making it soft, and then it's not real. So.
then anyone can do it, Kevin. Is it still a thrill for you to be when you're hanging midair? Is it still like give you goosebumps? It's still that much fun, even though you've done it thousands of times, Chad.
It's a different level of those goosebumps. It's the kind of thing where you have to be afraid of it no matter what. If you lose all fear completely, you shouldn't be doing that. It's too dangerous for that. So, yeah, I go up there to the top, and I get a little bit of nerves, and I'm ready to go. I have, because I know what to expect on it, I have a lot of fun on it.
What's the latest you've changed your mind? Like you, I imagine that before you start, you know exactly what you're going to try and do that run. Have you ever changed your mind at the last second when you hit the ramp?
When you've seen what somebody else has done, right?
Or when you land. But I'm saying the latest moment that you could make that decision. Or after you land and you're going up the half pipe. I mean, or is it all pre-planned and it stays that way?
No, usually I'm pre-planned, but I'm kind of stubborn in the fact that if somebody else does what I'm about to do, I'll change it right then. But then there's also some times where you're so focused on doing what you want to do, you roll in, and however focused you are, you just mind blank. So you got to make something up on the fly, and as you're going up to take off, change your mind. That's usually the worst thing you could do because you're not prepared, your body position's wrong, and then that's when you realize that you all that crashing you've done in the past comes in handy.
So you're saying that you're on the ramp going straight down and you mind blank?
It happens on occasion.
Oh my God.
Kevin, have you ever turned on a microphone, Kevin, and had no idea what you were going
to
say?
Of course, but I don't kill myself if I'm not able to say something. I'm just embarrassed.
Let's say you got that jump, okay? You got a jump and then a quarter pipe.
Right, quarter pipe.
You jump the jump, and the jump itself scares you. Something went wrong, but you were able to pull it out. You land on your wheels, you're on your pedals, but it scared you.
Right.
Freaked you out. And you then realize you're still going 50 miles an hour at a quarter pipe, but you were so excited that you landed, you forgot what you were doing on that quarter pipe.
Oh, and part of the quarter pipe is height, and the other part is the trick that you do.
Yeah, and then there's that third part of landing on your wheels. So you can stay awake.
Yeah.
Right. This is the voice of Chad Kagi on the Kevin DeMeech Show. Of course, we're talking about X Games 17 underway starting today. Tons of coverage on ESPN. Hey, Chad, in our remaining moments, I have to ask, because I know there has been big news with the Bikes Over Baghdad that you participate in. Tell folks about that, because I think that's a really, really cool thing that you and some others are doing.
You know, there's a group of us that got together, and we had the opportunity to go out to Iraq and build ramps for the first time. Everybody else has gone over there just to do autographs and say hi and thanks. We put together a crew of guys that are willing to build ramps in a 24-hour time span, sometimes even less. We'll land at a base. It's 120 to 130.
Oh.
Build ramps for 8 hours, sometimes overnight. We'll use whatever structures or vehicles we can find on the base that those guys see on a daily basis. Humvees, Abrams tanks, the T-walls are the big concrete walls around the base.
Right.
And we'll ride them and use them as obstacles and entertain the troops. And all of our sponsors end up donating product, and we get to hand it out. So it's kind of like Christmas when we go out there. We want to bring a little bit of America over there and take their mind off of things. And the compliment we got from the very first show was, I forgot I was in Iraq for 1 hour, and I've been here for 15.
That's the best thing you can hear, isn't it?
Absolutely. That was our first show of our first tour, and every single person heard that and went, yeah, we're coming back.
That's beautiful. You can get more information about Bikes Over Baghdad at ChadKagi.com. Follow Chad on Twitter at just Chad Kagi. So we'll see you at 7 o'clock tonight then, Lot 7, and then tomorrow at the Nokia Theater at 6:15 for the Big Air Tonight Vert tomorrow. Chad, please go back to sleep, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'm off to the next interview, though.
Okay, all right. See you later, Jay. Ralph Garman steps in. Time to take a look at the showbiz beat on a Thursday Kevin Amin Show. What's going on, Ralph?
Amy Winehouse has passed away.
And yet her what? What? Was this in the news?
And yet her father doesn't want...
Was this in the news?
Doesn't want her loss to be in vain. So he is doing, I think, a pretty cool thing. He has announced he's setting up a foundation in Amy's name. Mitch Winehouse has said he's going to put the focus on helping people fight drug addiction. I did not know this, but he said in the UK, if you can afford a private rehab facility, then you can usually get help. But if you're trying to get help through the state-provided health care system, it's up to a two-year waiting list to get into a rehab.
That's time to die like seven times.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he wants to raise some money and set aside cash for people who want to get into programs to be able to provide for them. So.
A lot of people in this country point to Europe and point to Canada as universal health care models, but I hear a lot of stories like this where, yeah, it's free if you can get seen.
Yeah. There is a downside to everything.
2 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Means a lot of drunks in Britain.
Yeah, how about building another one? Yeah. You know, is there only one building? Like four beds?
Yes.
What's happening?
Bruce Springsteen, we talked about it, I guess, last week. There's that horrible-looking statue of him in Asbury Park. With him, it's like a bust with him wearing a red bandana, and he's got a giant nose, and he looks like Lurch wearing a headband. I don't know what the hell. It's the worst statue ever. They've just announced they're unveiling yet another statue dedicated to the boss in his home state. This time, it's a giant replica of his Fender Esquire guitar.
Just the guitar?
Just the guitar.
Well, how's that? How's that a tribute to him?
Well, it's his
signature
guitar, and he's got it on the cover of Born to Run and all that stuff. And it was made by a local artist, and apparently it's on the corner of 10th Avenue and E Street in Belmar, New Jersey.
It's a lovely place.
That intersection is the name where Bruce got the name for the E Street Band. So, 10th Avenue Freeze Out right there. Giant guitar right there on the corner. Everyone says it looks very cool, so... Better news for the
Kevin.
Boss.
You got to see this original statue. I don't think you were with us the day that Ralph brought it up. But I mean, you've never seen a statue.
Yeah,
you look more like Bruce Springsteen than this statue does.
Man, that guy. That hideous.
If you were shown this and you were said, take 10 guesses,
right?
And if you can get it right, you'll get $1 million. You would never in a million years get it.
You know who it actually does look like? It looks exactly like the guy that does all the antique refurbishing for the Pawn Star guys in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know the guy?
That's a good guess.
He does restoration on vending machines,
yes,
and that kind,
yes,
of stuff and everything. That's what that guy looks
I'd
like.
I'd say Bruce Willis before I'd say Springsteen.
Yeah,
almost
really anybody.
It's really.
I'd say the lead singer for Loverboy with that headband. Man, looks like Mike Reno before he looks like anybody else.
That's the worst statue ever.
Hideous statue.
If you're actually a sculptor, how do you not accidentally make it look a tiny bit like the person you're trying to make, right?
Yeah, I mean, this guy, this is a decent statue. It's not ugly. It just doesn't look anything like Springsteen.
It looks like the Beast from the Disney movie Beauty and the Beast. That's actually what it looks like. He should be dancing with Belle. Anyway, better news with that guitar statue his way. Kristen Cavallari had no idea. Apparently, her plans for Happily Ever After with quarterback Jay Cutler weren't in the cards. I don't know if you've seen the photos this week, but she had the guts to take pictures of her wearing different wedding gowns and release them to the media, saying she would like suggestions on which wedding gown she should wear to her wedding.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Does she still need suggestions?
Not so much.
Hmm.
Here's my suggestion. Take off the dress.
You don't need any of them?
And more couples news. Did you know John Stamos and Renee Zellweger are a couple?
No.
I don't believe I did.
Yes.
Can't he do better?
Yes, he can.
What's happening?
I don't know. Maybe there's love in the air. The two of them are seen at Disneyland.
He loves Disneyland.
He loves him some Disneyland. Oh, yes. Duh, boy, does he love Disneyland.
Does he have the sign? He used to have the sign?
He has the original Disneyland, where the original Disneyland signs from when they opened it up. When they refurbished the park, they got rid of some stuff and they put it up for auction. He bought one of the original Disneyland signs, and it's in his backyard.
And he still scores daily.
He loves Disneyland.
All right.
They went there on a date, and everyone said they looked very comfy cozy there on the teacups or whatever the hell they did when they were there.
I'm sure it was the teacups.
I think that's a euphemism, by the way. Taking Renee Zellweger in the teacups. You know what I'm saying? With the teacups?
Kind of.
No.
And what do you think the hottest name for little girls is right now?
Snooki.
Bella.
Snooki, yes. No, not Bella.
Not Bella. That would... No. Hottest name for girls.
Yes. Just released from Nameberry.com, which is apparently a site you go to when you're looking for names for kids.
I'm just thinking like popular Katy Perry.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
You're close. You're close.
It's not Kesha with a dollar sign. It better not be.
It is not.
All right.
Ked, dollar sign, ha.
Okay, good.
Not Britney.
Nope.
What other girls are huge right now?
Think of pop culture. Think of worldwide. This is
Paris
a worldwide phenomenon.
No. Kim Kardashian?
Yes. Kim Kardashian is the hottest name for girls right now.
I'm just throwing
Not Kim
not
either.
Kim.
Gaga.
Yes. Yeah, it's Gaga.
It's Lady. They go with Lady. Hey, Lady.
Now, apparently, Philippa is the hottest name for baby girls right now. Of course, the shortened name of that is Pippa.
Are you kidding?
Pippa right now, the hottest name for newborn baby girls in the world, according to Nameberry.com.
We'll stop it.
Pippa. Pippa Elula is the second most popular name right now.
Nope.
Elula. E-L-U-L-A. Elula.
Okay.
Luna is third.
What's happening?
Oh, wait, on the planet Krypton? Are these most popular Vulcan names?
Did they include this continent?
Well, my understanding, Ralph, is these aren't the most popular names. These are the fastest rising names.
Yeah, these are the hottest
this
names.
This is the next generation of hot names, is what this is.
The hottest names.
That isn't good for you.
Hadley.
What?
For a girl, Hadley.
That's bullshit.
And Mila. All
right, Mila, I can get behind.
This is the top five hottest names for young girls. For boys, according to Nameberry.com, Asher, Arlo, Everett, Flynn and Archer. Sounds like the chess club right there.
Yes,
those five
does.
Boys.
Wow.
So those are on track to be the most popular names in the nursery for the boys. So there you go. Those are your hot up-and-coming names, according to Nameberry.com.
We'd like to suggest you avoid them.
Oh, 20 years from now, we'll all be going to Pippa and Archer's wedding.
Yep.
It'll be a lovely, lovely day.
There are people who just want to come up with names that are not common, I guess, that nobody else has. And that's increasingly difficult unless you start getting pretty far out, right?
Yeah, of course.
And then there are other people who are fine with, I don't care if lots of people are named John or Michael or, you know, or Rose or Debbie or whatever. It's a good name and I like it. I think it's a lot of different types of people naming kids.
But Pippa?
That's bullshit.
I think Pippa's a good choice.
Hold on. Are you telling me there's lots of different kinds of people naming kids? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm saying not everybody is like this crowd that you're talking about with these crazy far-out names. A lot of people don't care to go in that direction where nobody else has that name. But there are enough. There are enough of them to make these names popular. That's for sure.
I always thought if I had a son, I'd name him Soldier Boy. And that was beat. Someone else took that one because that was mine. And then some of the guy comes along with this damn song.
Soldier Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crack it? Why me roll? Why me crack that Soldier Boy? That Superman.
Would his first name be Soldier?
Yeah. No, Soulja.
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 Yeah, first name.
Yeah.
And then middle name
middle
Boy.
Middle name Boy, yeah.
Now what?
He's 21 years old today as we look at celebrity birthdays. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach is 35. Elizabeth Berkley turns 39 today. Lori Loughlin is 47. Creator of Garfield, may he damn in hell forever, Jim Davis is 66 years old today. And Afro Man celebrates his 37th birthday. He would have celebrated, but he forgot because...
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
This is a huge hit for a while.
I was gonna get up and find the broom. But then I got high.
He's the Vanilla Ice of stoners.
My room is still messed up.
What?
And I know why.
Why that? Why?
Because I got high. Because I got high.
Sure.
Because I got high.
That makes sense.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Dr. Drew Pinsky joins us later this hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. He doesn't spend any time actually being a doctor, so he's got plenty of time to come on our show.
He does that. He has patients and a full practice.
I'm talking about real doctors, you know, with
he's
an
a real
MD,
doctor.
Those kinds.
He's an MD.
Also, another chance for you to win tickets because you're running out of time for this weekend's LA Rising, so stand by for that. First, though, here's a quick email with a request for us. Dear Kevin and Bean, says Margaret, I was surprised to hear the story that Ralph reported earlier this week about Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers admitting to crying a little bit after seeing the Justin Bieber movie recently. I'm a big Chili Peppers fan. I'd like to hear more details about what happened and maybe what Justin Bieber thinks about having such a high-profile fan. I was wondering, perhaps could you arrange an instant request and ask both of them about it? Sincerely, Margaret. I think that sounds like a fantastic idea.
Listen up, everyone!
New instant.
Make a request.
Instant request! Kevin and Bean's
instant request.
Let's first go to Anthony Kiedis, lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, with a new album due out next month called I'm With You. Anthony, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Oh, hello. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Smiggy the Waggy the Bing Bang Doo, California.
Okay. And on the other line, we go to the pride of Canada. He is teen heartthrob Justin Bieber joining us at the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Biebs, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean, eh? How's that all going for you?
It's all going good.
Hey, that's great, eh?
Let me start with you, Justin. You heard the story we were talking about how Anthony Kiedis cried when he saw Never Say Never on a plane recently. He was on a flight from Hawaii to L.A. and watched your movie.
Hey, I'm really moved by that he was, you know, he was that touched. But I don't understand because it really wasn't like a sad movie, I don't think. It was like, you know, pretty happy movie, I thought. So I was wondering what that was all about.
Well, let's find out. Anthony, what was that all about?
I'm sorry. It brought tears to my eyes just hearing his voice. Oh, it's so moving. What a movie. Oh, it's Wicked Wicked Bang Dang. Wicked Doom 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 Dango. Wicked Doom Ding 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 Dong Dango, California.
I don't speak Swedish or whatever it is he's got going on, but I do
like
the music that he makes with the Chili Peppers,
Justin.
Sergeant Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Chili Peppers.
Yeah,
Chili Peppers.
Okay, whatever. I'm sure he's widely popular in his home country, eh?
Well, the Chili Peppers have sold tens of millions of records all over the world, Justin. They've been popular for 25 years.
Okay, whatever you say.
No, seriously.
You're being nice to the guy, right?
No, we're...
No, before you were born, the Chili Peppers were already selling a lot of records. That's our point.
No, I know Sgt. Pepper's was a big record.
Right.
I remember because the Monkees did it, right?
Anthony, right, it was the Monkees. Yeah.
Anthony, would you have seen the movie if you were not on a plane and had no option?
Probably. I was taking a flight home from my homeland of Mars, and I was exploring ideas for my new album, Lilac and Butt Plugs.
That's the new album?
I think so.
That's going to be good.
What was the scene that made you cry, Anthony?
It was the one where Justin's walking with Lee Marvin to the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. And they're eating Cinnamon Love.
I'm
the Queefs of Angels.
I'm sorry. That's a good band. I saw the Queefs of Angels last night at the Croom. Hey, Justin, was that in the movie?
Yeah, I don't know. This guy's like high or something, I think, because I don't remember ever seeing any wolves in my movie. Because in Canada,
you got
we have
right.
wolves, and I haven't seen any.
You're goddamn right I'm high, Junior. That's life on the road.
All right, so it doesn't sound like a love connection is being made between you two. I think the listener was hoping we get you guys together. And maybe it's fun for everyone, but it sounds like it's a little tense here.
Well, no, I'm a big fan of Casey Anthony. You got on the phone there.
That's
and
not
I just
Casey
wanna...
Anthony. It's Anthony Kiedis.
I'm sorry.
You have Casey Anthony on the phone? That's pretty amazing.
No.
Thanks for watching my movie. I appreciate it. And
I'm going to do
Toronto.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, Chad Kagi from X Games was last hour. Every day this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're talking to a different X Games athlete. We've got P-Rod on the show tomorrow. Some great guests coming up in the next few days here on the Kevin and Bean Show, including actor James Franco and Jane's Addiction will be here on Tuesday to debut their brand new song. Man, is the internet on fire talking about this Jane's Addiction. It's been a long time since they had a new record. Everybody around the world is going to be listening for that. But that's going to be on Tuesday right here. I think it's called Irresistible Force on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Speaking of the X Games, which starts today, I put up a post at kevinandbean.com. There's a video there. There's schedules so that you know what's happening, what day, what time.
Excellent.
There's a link to buy tickets. You can still get tickets. And they start at $5, people.
Wow.
Come on. What do you want from us? Bean put up a post, speaking of kevinandbean.com, and the picture is a beautiful, beautiful girl with a photographer. And he said, guess who it is? And we said, I have no idea. She's beautiful, though. Turns out to be Kesha.
Hmm. Wow. So this emailer, Jacob, who did, I think didn't understand the point, sent in a couple of pictures of her looking bad. And I just wanted to let him know that we know she looks bad. That's why Beans posted KevinandBean.com, where you see the picture of her being beautiful. You think you would never guess it's Kesha.
No. No, never.
So, do we need more photos of Kesha looking bad? The answer to that is no.
No, she has covered that well on her own. There's plenty of pictures out there of her looking trashy.
Got that. Understood that is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Got that. That's why Bean put up the post, because she's hot in the picture and you wouldn't recognize her.
But I wonder, and Ralph, you're a student of the pop culture, if Kesha had debuted looking like that, and she kind of looks a little bit like Jessica Simpson in this photo, you know, back before Jessica Simpson got fat. If she had just been another attractive, well-built blonde lady in L.A. trying to make a record, how much attention would she have gotten? Maybe she needed to do the crazy hair and the makeup and the clothes and everything like that to kind of stand out a little bit.
Well, her tough girl persona certainly does set her apart from the other pop singers, that's for sure.
Well, who knew she had something so hot underneath all that? I gotta tell you, I was shocked. You should check out this photo at KevinandBean.com. Speaking of email, here's one from Brenda, who writes to us about the topic we did a few days ago about premonitions. People have changed their behavior because of a premonition that they had. Listen to this. She says, when I was 4 years old back in 1986, my family and I went to Mexico City to visit some relatives. On our way home, the flight from Mexico City was going to LAX with a couple of stops, one of which was in Tijuana. When the plane stopped in Tijuana, for some reason, my mom got a really bad feeling. She freaked out and decided not to continue all the way back to LAX. She called my dad and told him he would have to drive from Los Angeles down to Tijuana to pick up the family because she wasn't going to fly on the plane.
Wow. Did dad say, see you in a
week? I'm having a premonition of a divorce.
At the time, he thought it was ridiculous, but he had no choice because she had already gotten us all off the plane. Now, here's the crazy part. Are you ready?
Yes.
From Tijuana to LAX, the plane that we had been on crashed into another plane, and everyone on both planes died.
When we finally got back
to LA, our answering machine at home had tons of messages from aunts, uncles, and other relatives freaking out because they knew that we were flying back on that plane. That's my story. Love you guys, Brenda. Come on,
that's
with the
story.
Come on.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. Damn.
That's what I'm talking about.
Listen to mom. That's the moral of that story.
Subject line, thanks, ass. I believe it's when we were talking about the guys and girls showing up at bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'm listening right now, and thank you for trying to ruin my wedding and my fiance and my future marriage.
What?
F you, go to hell.
What? We were trying to protect them from making a mistake, weren't we?
I really don't know.
Is it a guy or girl who wrote that?
It's a girl.
Oh, well, then you know she said, let's do our bachelor parties together, or let's do them at the same time in Vegas or whatever. And her boyfriend heard, and he's doing the right thing now, telling her to go screw.
That's right. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah, go pound sand, bitch. That's what he needs to say to you.
We're doing him a favor getting him out of that relationship. Ralph, I'm so glad you're here. Remember we were at Comic-Con, and I was having trouble keeping all of the superheroes straight that have the identical powers. There's Elastic Man, and then there's Stretchy
no
Dude.
No Elastic Man!
Was it there? There was Stretchy Dude,
no,
though, right?
No, Stretchy
was,
Dude!
Who were the characters that you were
Plastic
trying to...
Elastic Man, Elongated Man, and Mr. Fantastic. Those are the major stretching-powered superheroes.
They didn't work very hard on the Elongated Man name.
Elongated Man is cool. The E-Man.
It's a dumb name, though.
You stretch across the room. Get your ass.
See the conversation you were missing by not being at Comic-Con? This is what it was like for 2 days. All right, so here's what Lucas writes. Said, hey, when you guys were nerding out about all the stretchy superheroes, I want to know if anyone mentioned Elastic Lad.
That was Jimmy Olsen. That was a temporary thing.
Okay. How about Shape, who apparently was Marvel's Plastic Man analog from the Squadron Supreme universe? Who's Shape?
I'm not familiar with Shape.
Wow, you stumped Ralph on that one.
And I won't mention Shapesmith from Invincible because that would make me look like a nerd. And oh, crap, I just mentioned him. How about Shapesmith? Is he part of the family? Is he a stretchy dude, too?
Maybe.
By the way, nerd began at the beginning of this email.
No kidding.
And I think I said pretty much those are the major stretchy superheroes.
Right.
Those are the big ones. Those are the big three, the guys who stretch.
Yeah, there are lots of people who may have something for a page or two or an issue or two.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean they're part of that. But it's hilarious that he was listening to that conversation, and you know he was furiously hitting the table going, what about Elastic Lad?
No. Come on, Elastic Lad! Say it!
Sometimes I'm ashamed of my own people.
My favorite email that I've received ever, I think, was subject line, just what's up, and then there was nothing else.
That's it?
Just checking in.
Just what's up.
That's it. Right. Did you write back? Not much?
I really don't know, but I loved it.
I saved it.
And finally, dear Kevin and Bean, I've been listening to you guys since you idiots were stalking Rick Dees. That was a shame when Dees died, by the way.
He will be missed.
Those were good times. I now live in beautiful Berkeley, but it thrills me to no end to be able to play your podcasts every morning, albeit a day late. Look, I feel like I'm well-read and reasonably well-spoken, so you can imagine my dismay when I heard Beer Mug on the Captain America red carpet having a chance to interview Louis Samperini, an American hero. Guys, Beer Mug came across as an illiterate douchebag. I actually facepalmed myself when he said, God bless you. If I were his girlfriend, I would have screwed all those guys when I was in Europe, too.
Yeah.
Please, guys, do not let him outside anymore.
Are you kidding? That was magic.
That's amazing.
Rice balls.
Truly, let's hear just a portion of the poor World War II veteran who just wanted to be out and just enjoy an evening at the movies without having to relive the worst years of his life.
Tell me what it was like being imprisoned during World War II.
To get 3 rice balls a day, and that's it. And they're subject to beatings almost on a daily basis.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Well done, Muggs.
That is good times.
Tell me what being a prisoner of war was like is the worst question to begin with. But then when he says 3 rice bowls and daily beatings, you don't go, that's amazing.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
Every time we get the opportunity to catch up with our friend Dr. Drew here on the Kevin and Bean Show, I am always excited to do so. I'm not afraid to admit I got a little bit of a man crush on the guy. Who doesn't? Hey, Doctor, how are you, man?
Well, we need to cultivate that man crush by having you stop insulting me.
Well, it does bother Dr. Drew that you say he's not a real Dr. Bean.
It would bother me, too, if I had never gone to medical school.
Oh, my God. That's a crush. That's how you treat your crushes. I hate to see how you treat your enemies. But anyway, let's move on. I actually have an agenda this morning, gentlemen.
Oh, you have an agenda. Okay.
Well, let you lead. What do you want to talk about?
First of all, Amy Winehouse.
Yes.
Turns out her parents just this morning put out some sort of news release where they suggested that they believe what she died of was alcohol withdrawal, which is a very interesting little theory.
I've heard that can happen.
It's wrong. It's not what she died of. I can virtually guarantee you. But it is an interesting reminder for all of us that alcohol is the only drug from which the withdrawal is commonly fatal. It can kill you, but it kills you in a. It's you sort of go down a ball of fire. I mean, you get really, really sick, and you seize, and become encephalopathic and confused, and your heart becomes irregular. It's not like you just drop dead, like they're suggesting.
Okay, so we would have had a lot of warning that was going on.
Yeah, you could have a seizure from alcohol withdrawal a few weeks later and have a complication of the seizure, like you aspirate and get pneumonia or something.
Right.
And that may be kind of what they're thinking. But it's really, this is not alcohol withdrawal, but an important reminder, alcohol withdrawal is fatal and can kill people. It's the only drug that really routinely does that.
That is interesting. So if this had happened, it would have transpired over the course of a few days, not over the course of a few hours.
Could have been a few hours, but it would have been a dramatic few hours. And usually it's not, the seizures can occur a few weeks out, but bad alcohol withdrawal usually progresses over several days or several weeks and then really gets bad.
It's also a little hard for me to buy the she died trying to get clean.
The parents keep emphasizing that, you know, that she kicked her drugs. Guys, look, she's doing substances. You're cross addicted. It's all the same thing. And, you know, and she died of it. It's something horrible. I found out also yesterday that she, believe it or not, she was trying to contact me, which is weird.
What?
No kidding.
Janice Dickinson told me that. I remember getting these calls from Europe. I'm like, what the hell is this? And Janice goes, it was Amy. I go, oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Wow. That's what you need in your life and schedule, by the way, is Amy Winehouse.
What's Amy Winehouse?
Well, but we could have maybe gotten her over here to someplace really good and whatever. Yeah. But more sadness to that story.
Let me ask you this, because we had your friend Psycho Mike, your co-host on the Loveline program on the other day, and he, of course, is a recovering addict, closing in on 10 years of sobriety, so congratulations, Mike. But I was asking him if the Amy Winehouse death is a wake-up call to other addicts to go, wow, it really does happen because it's so high profile. And he said, oftentimes, logic doesn't apply, and no matter how many people you see, even the ones in your own life that die, you don't connect the dots that it's going to happen to you.
Well, that's the craziness of addiction. The denial of addiction and the thinking, the stinking thinking of addiction serves addiction nearly always. However, I did hear, for instance, yesterday that Brooke Mueller was freaked out about Amy's death and was motivating her to get sober. So occasionally this kind of thing does get a few people to wake up.
All right. This is the voice of our friend Dr. Drew Pinsky, who is, in fact, a medical doctor. He's got the HLN show that airs weeknights at 9. You have a very special guest tonight. Doctor, tell us about it.
I do. That was the other thing on my agenda. Thank you for bringing that up. I spent an hour with Nadia Suleiman, She is Octomom. And honest to goodness, you will hear things that you've, I swear to God, you will think it's going to be, you need to watch this.
If is it going to change my mind as much as Michael Lohan has changed my mind?
Well, Michael, you should be, you will soon, you'll have an interesting experience watching Michael.
I saw a glimpse of a decent human being in Michael.
Thank you. See, I told you.
A glimpse does not overcome a lifetime of being a douchebag.
Well, it's changing you anyway.
All right.
But Nadia, you will... First of all, she tells for the first time the story of how the eight babies ended up in her, and it's not at all what I thought. Not at all. It was a misadventure in the procedure.
She got abducted by a white van, and somebody.
No, it was they thought the procedure had failed, and they went ahead and repeated it, and lo and behold, they all were in there. And then she was an anti-reduction, anti-abortion, I won't consider it. And they told her, well, don't worry, they'll resorb anyway. And they didn't. And that's basically, that happens. I mean, that's very interesting.
So it's just a terrible surprise to her then.
And she, by the way, says, I was crazy for trying to get pregnant again anyway with a bunch of, six kids already.
Yeah, no kidding.
She was.
And by the way, I have her diagnose herself. She's a psych tech, it turns out. And I said, okay, well, you and I are going to admit the patient. Her name is Nadia Suleiman. Let's fill out the paperwork. And she goes ahead and it gives herself a whole series of diagnoses.
Does she put herself in jail?
Not jail, not exactly.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Drew, I don't know how accurate these quotes are. Look, Nadia Suleiman is still fascinating to a lot of Americans. She still gets a lot of print ink. But I have seen quotes from her recently that makes it sound like she's over these babies, these two-year-olds. She's tired of them. She doesn't want them around. They're a pain in the ass. Is it possible that people are just making those up, or does she go through periods where she feels like that because her life is so out of control?
I have no doubt she goes through a period where she, contemplates that kind of thing. I mean, she's obviously, listen, the kids are growing up and not dying. I mean, there's somebody, she's the only person in there and doing, I don't know how she does. I have triplets. How do you do that? We could barely survive triplets. And, we got tired and, wanted to throw the babies out the window. Absolutely. All right, so I can imagine with 14. Oh,
but you were smart enough not to say that out loud.
Well, I just did, though.
No, I know now in retrospect, sure.
Doctor, we had the band Incubus on our show a couple of weeks ago. You know those guys. And several of them were on that plane with Nadia Suleiman when she was coming back from New York with her last Today Show appearance. And they said the description that they gave of what it was like having those 8 2-year-olds in first class was horrifying for them to survive for a few hours. I can't imagine if that were my whole life.
Wow, I love that Bean really digs kids.
Oh, Bean hates kids to begin with.
I could see that.
But hold on a second. I love kids, and having 8 would drive me to suicide.
Of course it would.
Okay. Yeah, but it just sounds like she gave up on that plane.
But Kevin, you had twins. You get it. We get it. It's in the humanity. Oh my God, impossible. So that's what I kept asking her. It's like this is not. It's not doable. You're going to die.
She give some of them up for adoption? Has anyone thought of that? I know that's a tough thing to ask somebody, but she has 14.
Yeah, I know. Well, clearly not at this point. She's not going to. And instead, I said, look, you're parentalizing your older kids. She admitted it. Yeah, it's bad, but we're trying to survive.
All right, let me ask you one more thing. We're talking to Dr. Drew about his HLN show tonight, which is a fascinating show, by the way. It's great that Drew has an hour to be able to explore the topics he does in the kind of in-depth way he does, and it sounds like a great interview tonight. But my question is, what would you recommend for somebody like that purely from a financial, realistic approach? What could she do? What options does she have to raise enough money to raise that many kids?
Porn?
Her basic baseline expense is $18,000 a month.
Porn.
Yeah. Dr. Drew always talks everybody out of porn. I know he's not going to sign off on that.
In this case, she's raising 14 kids. She needs to make money. She needs to not spend a lot of time. Porn. P-O-R-N.
Kevin, that is the conundrum. She has no time.
Right.
She's come up with a crap load of money.
I want to hear you say it.
I'm not going to say it, but
porn. It's the best for her. She's not
hot enough for somebody to overlook 14 kids to want to date her, though, Kevin.
No, but I'm saying as far as porn.
$18,000 a month, though, Kevin, and sustain that for the next 18 years. I'm not sure porn's the way out.
Well, it is.
And interestingly, she says the only public service she's ever taken was WIC, the baby formula, and really is adamant about never doing that, which is nice for all of us, but I don't see how she's going to do it.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It is quite...
That's how she's going to do it. I want to hear it. Look, Dr. Drew, I know you try and talk everybody out of porn, but
I know if I say it, with tongue in cheek, it will air again 100
time.
This is an this is a one-time occasion where it honestly, you can't come up with a better answer, can you?
I can't.
All right. Yes.
All right. Dr. Drew says if you need a dollar, make a porn movie. All right. Weeknights at 9 on HLN, Celebrity Rehab here, Sunday nights at 9 on VH1. Love Line, of course, across this great country of ours, 5 nights a week. And keep tuned to the Kevin and Bean Show for details on Drew's new CW show, which we can't wait to talk about, too. Thanks for coming on, Doctor.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Hey. 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:55.
So here's what's happening Saturday at the L.A. Coliseum. You got your Rage Against the Machine. You got your Rise Against. You got your Muse. You got a bunch of other bands. And they're all playing in one show on one night for one night only. Possibly Rage Against the Machine's last ever performance, they tease us with, by the way.
They say that every show, though.
I know they do.
Okay.
But one day it's going to be true.
I know.
If you're a Rage fan and you don't have tickets and you're dying to go to this show, we need you to prove it by calling us right now at 1-800-520-1067. We're going to play a little game we like to call the Zach Attack. This is where you get to be Zach from Rage. You get to rap/sing your favorite Rage song on the radio, and then a couple of people get picked and they actually get tickets.
All right. So call now. If you can sing/rap/yell, whatever it is you do, a Rage Against the Machine song, and then we'll have a judges, and if we can't come to a conclusion, we'll have a drawing.
Okay.
Zach Attack coming up right now. It's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here is Ralph. Remember how bad they were last time we did
this? Yeah, I sure do.
It's so fun.
So let's do it again. Is that what you're saying?
So fun. Yeah, I love bad.
You know how the thought process works of this show.
I hope we'll be whistling the hits later again today too.
Good enough.
Although Kevin was spot on.
Thank you.
He's the lead whistler now.
I'm kind of lost the fun aspect of it if you start whistling well.
I took lessons. I have a personal coach comes over.
Do you? Mm-hmm. You got a whistle tutor?
Yes.
A tutor? All right, let's talk about Kim Kardashian as we look at the showbiz news.
Yeah!
I have had an ass full of this bitch. Boy, she is just pouring on the annoying lately.
Why, what?
I don't know if you saw her Keeping Up with the Kardashians show on Sunday night, but she disclosed to the world that she has psoriasis.
Oh, right.
On her ankles. And you would have thought they told her she had the big C. She's like, oh, you have no idea the pressure on me to be perfect. Now, I can't be perfect with this. I'm not going to get it on my face, am I? And the doctor said, no, Kim. Amongst the many things you've had on your face, this is not going to be one of them.
I wish the doctor said that.
Wouldn't have been great.
That would be a good doctor.
But she was shattered.
You're like, kind of annoying.
How am I going to do that? How am I going to... The tabloids are going to pull me apart, and you have no idea how hard it is to have to be perfect all the time. And
I'm not an expert on this, but can't you cover that up with...
Only absolutely
makeup or something,
and you know what, and or airbrush them out of your photographs. There's a million ways you can take care of that stuff. Yeah. And he said, well, you know, a stress has a lot to do with this condition. It's not curable, but it certainly is manageable. And a more relaxed, less stress lifestyle certainly would help you. Oh, that's just not possible, she said, because all of the high stress and all the hard work that she does.
Yeah.
She's got that debt ceiling thing she's got to work on. She's got to fix that.
I don't think she's working on that.
Got to pull the troops out of Afghanistan. That's on her shoulders.
Anything to do with that either.
Yeah. So today, news story from Kim Kardashian is that people have no idea how hard Dancing with the Stars is.
Oh, really? That's what we're hearing from her?
She says she used to pray to God that she would be kicked off the show while she cried alone in her dressing room because it was such a grueling experience.
Wait, Kim Kardashian was on Dancing with the Stars?
I didn't know that either.
Hmm. But apparently she was. People simply don't get how tough the competition can be, she said.
Everything for her is tough.
Wow.
What would have to happen
to her if she had to get a job?
Try being ugly. It's much
harder.
And
working for a living instead of dancing.
On a TV show.
It's so much harder. You have no idea.
You're not trying to defuse explosive devices in the desert, for God's sakes. I understand 9 hours a day rehearsing. It's not fun. I'm sure. I'm sure there's a lot of hard work involved.
but crying and praying for God to be kicked off the show?
God,
it's
please
also
help
voluntary.
Me.
Let's remember that, too, by the way. She wasn't drafted, all right? It's voluntary to go on the show, and they pay you a tremendous amount of money to be on the show. So you are getting paid for the effort.
Raise your hand if you're full of crap.
Raise your hand high, Kim.
Shouldn't she wake up every single day and going, I was born into a very wealthy family, and I got the, I hit the genetic lottery by looking the way I do. I'm not ever going to complain about anything else again.
Right. She has...
all she has to do is look as close as Chloe and go, thank God.
Yeah. I could have been that. Same gene pool. As they say, she was born on third base and she thinks she hit a triple.
Yeah. I'm with you, Ralph. I'm over it.
Man.
That Kardashian show gets no more of my business.
All she has to do is shut up.
Yeah, that's true.
And everybody would adore her. And yet she can't help herself.
Boning athletes is hard, too.
Yes.
Tracking down athletes is a tough...
That's right.
Tough biz.
Finding a... pseudo black guys to bone, it's hard. Is that Chris Humphreys? I'm not sold on him. I'm not sure what's going on there.
You're not sure? Yeah. What kind of mixture? He's a mutt.
Something's going on. Radiohead has announced they are going to do a world tour after all. Originally, they said they had no interest in touring behind their latest album, The King of Limbs. But drummer Phil Selway told Spinner.com this week that they had such a good time performing at Glastonbury in the UK, which is their big music festival, that they want to get out and play some live shows some more. So no dates and venues have been announced yet, but it looks like they will be coming to a venue near you sometime in the future. So Radiohead fans, take heart.
They're a great live band. I did not love King of Limbs.
You did not?
Not one of their albums that I go back to often.
I am not familiar with King of Limbs.
I'm with Bean. I know it's not hip to say, but I'm with Bean.
And Jesse James... he may have caused the demise of his relationship with Kat Von D. Radar Online is reporting that the two of them were overheard fighting Monday afternoon outside Kat's home in Los Angeles about another woman. So maybe that's why things split up.
Mm.
As luck would have it, Kat had just finished getting that picture of Jesse James inked on her ribs. So I don't know how she's going to fix that because you got to... got to fix that swastika somehow and then take off the Hitler mustache. Take that SS hat
that's
off.
Not
that's going to take
like.
A lot of art to cover up on that picture. That's all I'm telling
it's
you.
It's not what the tattoo
that arm
like.
Raised and that salute. I don't know how you fix that.
Like it was when he was seven.
Put
was
some flowers in his hands or something.
It's not.
A deck of cards. I don't know what he had to that picture to make it look better.
That's not what the tattoo was.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Kat was bad timing for Kat because she is scheduled to do all this press because the new season of LA Inc. is on.
Right.
So the TLC's got her out there trying to do all this press, and this happens, and now she's got to deal with that when she's talking to people, like she will here next week when she's on the show. But she was originally scheduled for an interview on Good Day LA, and apparently before they even brought her out, they were showing footage of Jesse and talking about the breakup, and she was backstage, and she just said, you know what, I can't, and just walked. Didn't do the interview, so.
Yeah.
So hope you guys have better luck next week. That's all I'm saying. Good luck.
I think we're respectful of our guests.
Deutschland, Deutschland.
Well, you're certainly paving the highway for us.
Well, I know you guys like a challenge.
Just stop it. We don't want this challenge. This challenge is not for us.
Ralph is throwing out some thumbtacks on the road for us at our way to that interview.
I was wondering.
These are IEDs. They're not thumbtacks.
Today's celebrity birthday is Jim Davis, who created Garfield. May he rot in hell forever for that. He's 66 years old today. That cat loves lasagna. Oh,
you know, man.
That he could eat lasagna every day, that cat. And it's funny, because cats don't eat lasagna. You can see the humor in it, right? Yeah, Garfield.
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin, the actress, is 47 years old today. Elizabeth Berkley celebrates her 39th birthday. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach. Didn't he used to be Kobe? Didn't he used to be Kobe Shaddix?
I think he went by Kobe for a while.
Yeah, then he switched it up on us. I can't keep track of that Shaddix boy. He's 35 years old today. Afro Man's 37. And Soulja Boy, tell him! He's 21 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
How about tickets for this weekend's LA Rising? How about a chance to see Rage Against the Machine? How about that? Along with Muse and Rise Against and so much more. 1-800-520-1067. It's time to be the Zach Attack.
Singing is a game of
Zach.
Sing like Zach De La Roca.
Zach Attack.
You might go to LA Rising.
Zach Attack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sing like Zach and don't be whack.
Yeah.
Tickets to LA Rising and I think you like that. Sing like Zach and don't be whack. This is the game we call Zach Attack.
Zach Attack.
There is only one Zach, and doing these songs is impossible unless you're Zach.
Yeah.
That's why we have the contest, because it cracks us up to hear people try it.
Right.
So the best singer of a Rage Against the Machine song is going to get tickets.
Okay. Now, we only have one pair to give away here, right?
Right.
So if there's more than one that we like that we put into the drawing, then Lisa decides, because she can tell just by listening to people's voices whether they're good people or not. She decides who wins, right?
Yes.
Or she does a random drawing.
She does draw. A random.
She does a drawing.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get to as many as we have time for, which isn't many. Let's start with Louie. He's on line one. Louie, thank you for holding on. You're on the Zach Attack.
Zach Attack.
I think that's been established. What song are you going to do for us today?
I do Killing in the Name.
All right.
All right. Love it. Let's hear it.
Okay. Some of those that run forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that run forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that run forces are the same that burn crosses.
One more time.
Killing in the name of.
Okay, now
I liked his huh. Yeah. I like that.
Now what they told.
All right, we got
that's
it.
That's fine. We got it, Louis. Thank you very much.
That's not bad.
Louis is the kind of guy who, if he were singing along with the radio, would sound fine. On his own, not so much. But let's see what his competition is, Louis. We're going to put you on hold. You are still in the drawing here. Congratulations. Let's try Matt now.
All right.
Hi, Matt. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning, guys. Morning, Lisa, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
This gives us all a new appreciation for Zach, too, as well. All right, Matt, which song are you going to do?
All right, I'm going to try to do my version of Bulls on Pride. So, yeah.
All right. Bulls on Pride. Here we go.
All right, here we go. That microphone explode, shattering the mode. You either drop the hits like De La Mode or get the off the commode with the short shot. Sure to make your body drop. Drop it, no copper, yo. Don't call this a co-op. Terror range drenching, quenching the thirst of the power dawn. That five-sided fistagon, that rotten shore on the face of Mother Earth.
Oh, wow, check this dude out.
Yeah, nice. Well done. You hold on, you're in the drawing. I've learned two things here. One, white guys, stop it. But two, I don't know any of the words to Rage Against the Machine songs. These people do, which I'm very impressed with. Wow.
And the later callers seem to be better. Remember when we did this earlier
later in
the week?
Day, yeah.
they were all horrible.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's try Anthony. Hi, Anthony. Thanks for calling. What's going on, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Anthony.
You need a little Rage Against the Machine? What song are you going to do?
I'm going to do People of the Sun.
Here's Anthony.
All right. Check it. 10-15-116. Minds attacked and overseen. No crime is over with your shanty dream. With the bullets and bolts on top of us. Pulling us on the floor. On the top of Metropolis. Behind you come again. But you need to get.
Come on.
Yeah. That was plenty. You have the worst phone, but I think you sounded the most like Zach. Am I wrong about that, you guys?
No, absolutely not.
I was impressed.
Actually, I rap, and people always tell me that. They always
tell me. You do. You definitely sound a little bit like Zach. Right. Hey, let's jump down and go to Nydia, like that's a name. She's on line six. I want to give a girl a chance to play Zach Attack.
That is my name.
Okay.
Nydia is not a real name. Yes. I'm sorry, darling.
No, it is. Okay.
No, change that.
Okay. I'm going to sing Freedom.
Okay, all Freedom. Right. There we go.
Okay. Solo. I'm a soloist. On a solo list. All I never on a floppy disk. Inca. Bottle of ink. Paintings of rebellion. Drawn upon the thoughts I think. Yeah. Come on. The military poet once again. Check it.
I like the giggle idea.
All right, Queen Latifah, that's enough for right now. Thank you very much. All right, do we have time for one more, or do we have to decide now?
We should probably decide.
Okay.
Which I think is impossible.
We had Louis doing Killing in the Name. We had Matt doing Bulls on Parade. We had Anthony People the Sun, who, by the way, is my vote. And we had Nydia doing Freedom. There is the final one. Do you guys have a consensus, or do we need to do a drawing? What does everybody else think?
Louis and Matt were so good, but Anthony sounds a little more naturally like Zach.
Yeah.
So,
what do you want to do?
I mean, I'm leaning Anthony myself.
Lisa, you want to make it the trifecta? If you're with Anthony, we don't have to do a drawing.
Just drew the name and it's Anthony, so we're good.
All right.
So
we're covered
both ways.
Sorry, Louis. Sorry, Matt. You were great. Anthony, congratulations. You're going to be at LA Rising.
Awesome, dude.
Let Zach do the singing if you don't mind. Thank you, man.
Zach Attack.
Can't get away from Chevelle. Everybody is talking about Chevelle all the time. Ralph, what's going on with Chevelle on the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin Beat Show?
Chevelle has a great pickup if you get the straight eight, but can be a little tough on the tires. I know that when I used to drive nine, the Chevelle used to wear tires unevenly.
It's a band, it's not a car.
What?
Yeah, he was talking about the band.
Oh, I never knew there was a band.
Not the car.
I thought it was just a Chevelle. Just
sang that song, The Red.
Chevrolet, I think, released a Chevelle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's happened to the showbiz?
Chevelle.
Yes, we got an
entertaining car.
Mm-hmm. Chevelle. Yep. Showbiz.
I have passes to give away to the red carpet world premiere of a little movie I like to call The Change Up.
Yay!
Why do you radically change it so much from
Look,
what it's called by everybody else?
I am an outlaw. I play by my own rules. I'm a wild card. I need to be dealt with. That's me.
All right.
Jason Bateman stars along with Ryan Reynolds, two best buddies who have very different lives. And the next thing you know, the old switcheroo, the old change up. And they get a taste of the other side of the fence, as it were. Don't put your tongue on the fence, though, because...
No, it gets stuck.
It's cold, and it will get stuck.
Or you get shocked.
It's possible at the end of this movie, Ralph, that they're going to be happy with the lives that they had and never want to change
learn
again.
An important lesson about appreciating your own life and not coveting the lives of others?
We get to
That's
ask,
what I'm wondering.
We get to ask them that next week.
Oh.
We're going to have them in. We're going to ask
them. Yeah, but it's a spoiler, though, man. They can't give that away. They can't give away the big surprise ending.
Well, I hope there is a lesson for all of us in the change-up. If you'd like to see the red carpet world premiere of this comedy... You're in luck. I've got two pairs of passes to give away right now. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First two callers that get through, I'll give you a pair of passes. You get to walk the red carpet alongside Jason and Ryan and the rest of the stars in the movie.
Nope.
It'll be very entertaining. You will, and you'll like it. The 2011 MTV Video Music Awards. Oh, can't wait to go to New York. I know we always have a good time when we're there in New
it
York.
It is fun to go that whole week.
We take that trip and we broadcast from there, and it's
guys,
great. And it's great here.
The, show,
the folks
guys,
here at the station, I believe the sales department's already sold the
Ralph,
trip.
So, Radio City Music
we've
Hall.
We've got our tickets
ready.
We're going to get our tickets and fly out there. And
guys,
we're gonna go see a
guys.
Bean, I'm trying to talk
we're
about
gonna,
the VMAs.
Guys,
play so I can
what?
Nap.
Guys, the show's in L.A. this year, not New York. We're not going to New York.
I think we should go to New York anyway.
Well, somebody better tell the sales department because I believe they already sold the trip.
Yeah, that happened
I think we
last
have a sponsor.
Year.
They did that last year.
They did that last year. Yeah.
You know the New York trip you guys do? You do the New York broadcast? Yeah, we got a sponsor for that. We sold that.
Yeah, the awards are in Los Angeles. We won't be traveling so much.
We should have gone. We should have just watched them on TV.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Let's go there.
Well, MTV has announced who will be performing, at least a few of the performers who will be performing at the VMA. I can imagine that given this list, there will be additional players performing for us that evening. But this much we know for sure. Chris Brown will be there punching someone, I'm sure. Lil Wayne also will be performing on stage. They are VMA veterans. They have both performed previously on the show. However, the next artist is brand new to the VMAs, and I can't wait to see her perform. Her name's Adele.
Oh,
I'm not kidding. She will be rolling in the deep, I'm sure.
How about that?
Yeah. While we're talking about the VMAs, biggest nominations are for Katy Perry this year, who leads the pack with 9 nominations, including Video of the Year and Best Female Video.
She should win them all.
For Fireworks, that song of hers. And Adele herself, by the way, is got 7 nominations for the Rolling in the Deep video. Lady Gaga will be there. Britney Spears will be there. Nicki Minaj, Kanye West, all up for Moon Men at the show. So should be entertaining.
Well, it appears Adele's hunger for pop music stardom knows no bottom. She is absolutely dining on her buffet of success after the release of her album, which is still in the top 10. She is eating up the charts. She's fat. She's ungodly fat.
No, she is not.
She's not ungodly fat. She's a little heavy.
She's probably normal, probably. And we're just so used to looking at ultra-thin pop stars that we've just lost perspective. I think she's very attractive, too.
She is. A beautiful face.
Very pretty.
And that whole album is good, too, by the way.
Yeah, she's talented. She can sing her
that
ass
That whole
off.
Album is good.
Yeah, top to bottom. We mentioned Lady Gaga. Did you hear Lady Gaga's admitted that she's taking Rogaine now? Not taking it. Applying Rogaine to her head?
No.
She's going bald.
Uh-oh.
Rogaine. That's what men take when they lose their hair.
Yeah, I think women use it, too. Oh, minoxidil, basically, is the chemical in there. It's proven effective. Not quite as, but effective in women with hair loss as well. Especially when it comes from damage.
Well,
and frying and dyeing and that kind of stuff that women do their hair, it's especially effective in those situations. But she has been so brutal to her hair that she's starting to lose it.
Her hair is saying, F you.
That's right.
next thing you know, then you know what that means. Meat toupee. That's the next thing she's going to be wearing.
Is meat on the menu this week?
Yeah, right on her head.
Love it.
Get some ground chuck. Look like a chia pet.
And a rump roast.
A big rump roast on her head. We wish her all the best. Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy. Maybe 71 years old, but he's still got some spunk in him. He's still got some fight in those old Canadian fists of his.
I wouldn't guess that.
He was in San Francisco, and he was going to his hotel room, and he found a 56-year-old woman in there stealing his stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it an employee?
It does not say here.
It's a random woman in his room?
It does not say here the background of the thief, but she bolted, and he took off after her down the hallway.
Wouldn't you like to see video of that?
Yes, I would. Especially when he snapped his Achilles tendon.
Oh, man.
I'm guessing he didn't properly stretch and warm up before he started running down the hallway. That's what happened.
I've rarely seen the Achilles tendon snap.
Yeah. Whoa! Whoa!
That's that's not a common injury at all.
Oh, you get a tear, but you rarely get a full separation like that. So that's
Oh, man! Oh, yeah. Man! Yes. Oh, man!
No, stop the fight. Stop the fight.
Let me ask you guys, though. If you had been in Mr. Trebek's situation, you open the hotel room door, you see a 56-year-old woman stealing your stuff and running.
Yeah.
I think you would chase her, too.
Of course.
I think I would, too. I mean, I think that was the reasonable thing. He felt like he could get her, right?
Because it was an old woman. Is it safe?
Yes. Yes.
What if it was young buck? What if it was a young
you gotta
strapping buck?
You got to size him up. You got to go, is this guy going to outrun me? If he's going to outrun me, I'm not going to waste my time.
What if he stops? What if he doesn't outrun you? What if he stops and then fights you?
Well, then I'll kick ass. I'll throw down.
Oh, I understand. I see how you roll now. Yeah.
Police to the dome. That's how I roll.
Police did catch her, and she is booked on felony charges of burglary and stolen property.
And hurting Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek sadly had to be put down.
Is that right?
Yes, yeah. Once he snapped his tendon, he was no longer useful.
I think that's just horses.
To the game show host community.
Ouch!
Stop that.
That is such a great soundbite.
Ouch!
Use it more.
I will.
Don't encourage him, Kevin. And Amy Winehouse's dad is doing a very cool thing so that his daughter's loss of life will not be in vain. He has decided to set up a foundation in her name. The Hollywood Reporter says Mitch Winehouse has announced he's going to put together a charitable foundation that the focus will be on helping people with addictions. Apparently at home there in the UK, if you can afford private rehab, there are plenty to choose from, but if you want to use the state-provided health care system and you want to get into rehab, there's a 2-year waiting list, Mitch says.
Ouch!
And so he's trying to alleviate that by raising money for people who do truly want to get help. So,
a lot of people may not know that private is $20,000, $25,000 sometimes. I mean, that's not, you would think, you know, I don't know, a couple of grand, you know, whatever. It's way expensive.
Yeah. I'm going to start a low-rent version of a rehab
just
clinic.
Like a garage?
That's like a refrigerator box, and I just duct tape you inside of it, poke some air holes in, and then I come back and get
come
you a couple
a
months. Yeah, see if you've dried out or not.
Put down some newspapers.
It's like $100.
I like it.
You know, volume.
I like it too.
That's how we make our money, volume. You can get a lot of fridge boxes.
You got to buy a lot of fridges, though.
Go behind Best Buy. No, you go behind Best Buy. Oh, go to the dumpster. You get the empty boxes.
All right. So.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Jim Davis, the cartoonist who is to blame for Garfield, is 6'6" years old today.
Just 66.
I know, but still. You add one more 6,
Ralph
you get the devil.
That comic so
do
much.
Are there still new Garfields? Working? Okay.
Does he still love lasagna?
I saw him the other day. He was napping. Yeah. He was taking a nap, and then someone woke him up from his nap, and he was really upset, and then he ate some lasagna. And then he kicked a dog off a table. Oh,
fresh
as today's headlines. That Garfield.
I think that's the same one that's been running now for 20 years.
Yeah, how would you know if there are new ones or not?
Yeah.
They're all the same. Lori Loughlin's 47 years old today. Elizabeth Berkley celebrates her 39th birthday. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach is 35. Soulja Boy, tell him!
Soulja Boy, I'm in here. Oh. Why me crack it? Why me roll?
Soulja Boy's 21 years old today. Every time we play that song, Lisa's just gone off.
She goes crazy.
She loves that song.
She does.
She shakes her moneymaker when that song comes on.
And Kevin, you should make it rain next time we play. Yeah, seriously, right. see what can happen here.
Get out some Washingtons and see if you can
her muscle memory, she'll automatically start taking her clothes off.
Just remember
that's how it works.
Just remember the way it used to be.
We need a pole right in here, that's all.
It's like being hypnotized.
Afro Man is 37 years old today.
I was gonna clean my room.
You thought there was more?
No, it wasn't queued up quite.
I was gonna
play it, but
I got high. But then I got high.
Ouch!
Still messed up.
His room is still messed up.
I know, you know why?
Why?
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da da da.
Yeah.
That was a smash.
I know.
It was a huge song.
How much were they just hotboxing inside that studio when they're recording that song? You know, it's just thick clouds of billowy smoke coming out of there when they recorded that.
Were you with us here on the show, Ralph? You must have been when Afro Man came in.
I was here. I remember when he was a guest.
He didn't seem like the kind of guy who was going to be able to sustain a career.
You think he was hard at work at his next single?
No, I felt like he had peaked already the day we met him.
I think he was hard at work at a Twinkie when he came in. That's about it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning we have an all-new program. We have comedian D.L. Hughley on the show. He's got some stand-up to tell you about. We have Jon Favreau. Come on, the Fav, who's the director of Cowboys and Aliens.
He's all right.
Looking forward to that. We're going to talk to him. Every day this week, we're talking to somebody from the X Games. Tomorrow it's Paul Rodriguez. P-Rod will be on the phone talking about the skateboarding. We have Matt Pinfield talking about 1995 MTV show.
No, he's got a very popular show that's still on.
It's relaunched, Kevin. They're bringing back 120 minutes. That's why Matt's on.
Oh, I see. We have the movie beat, and we have perhaps some of your final chances to get tickets for LA Rising as it is happening on Saturday. So tune in tomorrow morning to an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.